House planned to vote on the measure later today that would provide $124 billion to finance the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it would require combat troops to return home before September of 2000.
Of New York, who want a quicker end to the war, but says he'll go along with the 18-month deadline.
I do it because I want this war to end.
Republicans are in the odd position of opposing a bill that funds the war, but Jerry Lewis says they have to support the mission in Iraq.
With the collapse of this fragile democracy, our efforts and the sacrifices of our troops will have been for nothing.
The measure would put President Bush in a bind. He says he'll never accept the strings on this money, but he needs the money to keep fighting the war.
And that's why the White House says the bill
has zero chance of being enacted into law.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where spokesman Tony Snow warns that the president has his veto pen ready if this measure makes it all the way through Congress. He's counting on unified Republican support. The White House is demanding more time for the president's troop increase strategy to work. If the House passes the bill, the president will then focus on the Senate, where many Democrats have qualms about a troop withdrawal timetable, Nick.
Well, just how dangerous Iraq is has been underscored again by a suicide bomber's attempt to kill Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Salam al-Zubaydah during Friday prayers. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Baghdad says authorities believe it was an inside job.
The bomber slipped into a very secure area. It's a compound just outside the green zone where some government ministers live. And he apparently actually got into where the prayers were being held and said, Salamu alaikum, the Arabic greeting, peace be unto you, and then blew himself up.
A senior Iraqi security official says al-Zubaydah is undergoing surgery and his condition is not stable. The stage is set for a vote in the U.N. Security Council that could come tomorrow on a resolution slapping sanctions on Iran over its nuclear ambitions. A South African amendment calling for a 90-day timeout on sanctions was rejected. A day after vowing to keep campaigning despite the recurrence of his wife's cancer, Democratic presidential contender John Edwards will be at a Los Angeles fundraiser today. His wife Elizabeth has an incurable but treatable form of the disease that follows her diagnosis of breast cancer in 2004.
Her cancer looks like it's primarily in the bone. There may be some other sites, but they're very small.
Dr. Lisa Carey, who's treating Mrs. Edwards, says treatment will focus on the tumors in her bones.
We don't know until we give therapy exactly how hers will go.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez continues a road trip that's aimed at salvaging his job amid the furor over the dismissal of federal prosecutors. More live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
I did get him by phone this morning. Gonzalez said he does not intend to quit, and he's helping the White House stand on its refusal to allow sworn and open testimony by presidential advisors.
We are working with the Congress to provide the information that the Congress needs. At the end of the day, I'm confident in saying that the removals of these United States attorneys were not done for improper reasons.
The Senate Judiciary Chairman, Democrat Patrick Leahy, said the White House offer
is nothing. Nothing. Enough.
Hearings will begin next week.
And Dan, the New York Times is reporting today that Gonzalez objected to a proposal that Guantanamo be closed. What did he have to say about that?
He didn't confirm that the new Defense Secretary Robert Gates urged that terror detainees be moved to the U.S. for military trials. Gonzalez did say,
we constantly assess and reassess as to what is appropriate and what's not appropriate.
To show he's doing his job, Gonzalez spoke mostly about a new ad campaign warning teenage girls about sex predators on the Internet. Nick?
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police have now opened an internal investigation after officers failed to file a report about a hate crime. A 24-year-old New Yorker was visiting friends in Denver on St. Patrick's Day when he was attacked on the 16th Street Mall. The man, who's gay, says he was wearing a gay emblem on his shirt. He claims two officers restrained the suspect but refused to make an arrest or even file a report. Now the cops say they're relying on the public for tips in finding the attacker and a woman he was with.
This is a crime we should have a full report on. We're looking into it so that we could open an investigation right there. Now we're kind of going backwards and saying, okay, what transpired here? And we're asking the community to help us.
The victim says he asked the officers three times to arrest the man, but officers didn't even get the suspect's name. Boulder police have busted a major drug operation arresting a 22-year-old man near the Pearl Street Mall who claims to be the boss in a heroin ring. Cops say the group may be behind a recent rash of recent drug overdoses.
As time goes by, occasionally there's a batch of heroin that goes through that's more fatal, and you'll see a rise in overdoses.
Since January, at least six people have died in Boulder County as the result of ODing. And jurors in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio have the day off today. judge recessing the trial until Monday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Smooth sailing around the city. Looks like a collision-free start to the drive. We've got good speeds along I-25 through the tech center. Just be careful to stay to the limit there. Have a couple of motorists changing a tire eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Sheridan, so slow down and be careful of them. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Give yourself extra time to find parking. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible and a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with thunder showers over the
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
you can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
And he teaches at Duke Law School. And we had him on regarding the Valerie Plame case last year sometime. And I kept in contact with him. And as a matter of fact, he was the keynote speaker at the big ACLU dinner that Mary and I went to, and that I conducted the auction and helped out, but not as much as the rest of the people at the ACLU. But I had a little minor role. But we had a great time, and we sat at the same table with the professor, and I talked to him back and forth, and he's a really good guy. And we're going to have him on this morning in about an hour to discuss the idea of if this whole standoff between the White House and Congress, if it makes it to the Supreme Court, who would come out on top? So we'll take the speculation out of this, not totally, but we'll take it out by talking to him and asking him what he feels will happen constitutionally. And then at 8 o'clock, Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress, will visit with Christy about the day's events. And there are some stories this morning that are developing, which are pretty interesting, and we'll get into all of those. Tom Tagney will be here, our movie guy, who is going to take a couple of weeks off and is going to go to Paris, he says. So I'll quiz him a little bit about that. And we'll find out what new movies are opening. We'll get his opinion about those films after he and I fenced back and forth last week over Sandra Bullock. So we'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, this morning we'll take plenty of your calls. And at some point, I want to try to find a way to replay the Elizabeth Edwards interview that I did along with John M., where she called us that day from her doctor's office on a cell phone wearing one of those examination gowns, because I think it'd be interesting to look back and to hear it and to see what she said. And, of course, yesterday we carried John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards' news conference. We carried it live here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And all of the news agencies got the story wrong. And I got bulletins from MSNBC. I got bulletins from CNN. I got bulletins from the New York Times. I got bulletins from, I mean, you name it, I'm on those mailing lists. No, not Foxaganda. I'm not on their mailing list. Saying that he was going to suspend his campaign. We talked about this yesterday morning around this time. Turned out they were all wrong. He's going to continue it. That's going to be highly controversial, I think, in some areas. We might try to get into that a little bit later on this morning. Also, there is another U.S. attorney who has come forward. Now, this one is federal prosecutor Margaret Chirera. That's C-H-I-A-R-A. She's 63 years old, and she's speaking publicly for the first time since leaving office last Friday. She said in an interview that a senior Justice Department official had told her that her resignation was necessary to create a slot for an individual that they wanted to advance, and the identity of that replacement was not disclosed. Only after Justice Department officials attributed her firing to poor performance as a manager, even though her 2005 evaluation praised her management skills, did she decide to speak out. You can find this in the New York Times. It's a story by Eric Lippmann. The Washington Post is also carrying a story this morning. Check this out. That Harriet Myers and Karl Rove had been working on a replacement for Bud Cummings, the fired federal prosecutor of eastern Arkansas. He's based in Little Rock. We had him on the air. That they had been working on it for months. Months. And that the thing that was holding it up, and this is in the Washington Post, so you can go check it out for yourself. The thing that was holding it up was they were waiting for George W. Bush, the decider, to give them permission. Now, this is after George W. Bush stands up and tells you and tells me that, hey, I really didn't have any knowledge of this. And Alberto Gonzalez stood up and told you and I, well, I really don't have any knowledge of this. I didn't know what was going on. Really? Okay. Then, who's right or wrong? You or the Washington Post? By the way, where did the Washington Post get its information? Emails released by the Justice Department. So they have it on paper. Okay? They've got it on paper. I got something else to tell you before we start into the body of the program. This is about the pet food panic. And I'll tell you exactly what you can do to help out the Colorado Humane Society. Plus, meet myself, Mary, and yes, Coco and Jackson will be there. Which means that the whole event should come to an end shortly after they show up. I'll tell you about that coming up 6:17, 70 minutes after 6 on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Traffic Now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's a good start to the morning. Nothing significant in the way of wrecks or stalls. All of our highways running clear and dry with the exception of eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Just have a minor snag there. A couple of folks out changing a flat tire, so be careful of them. Of course, we still have crews out working on 14th Street. All lanes closed in both directions between Spear and Delaware. No other surface street issues. Just remember to give yourself extra time. If you're headed out to DIA, we have busier conditions than usual, and parking's at a premium as folks leave town for spring break. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible and a high of 64. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan In-Home Tutoring. Now you can give your child a private in-home tutor who's screened by Sylvan and perfectly matched to your child. Call 1-800-EDUCATE and bring everything you trust about Sylvan right to your home or location of your choice. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, have you seen the washer?
It's right by the dryer.
Nope, it's walked off again.
Did you balance the load?
Yeah, I thought, but...
Check the hallway. I'll call the neighbors.
Time for a new washer or dryer? At the Home Depot laundry event, you'll get 10% off laundry appliance purchases of $297 or more, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos. Now through Sunday, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
I always wanted to be a fireman.
A pilot.
A teacher.
But the rising cost of college was a big reality check. That's why I joined the National Guard.
The Guard gives me money for college.
So I can go to school full-time and fly part-time. Tom.
My unit helps out after a natural disaster hits, so I get to help people just like I always wanted.
There's no bigger rush than being a firefighter in the Guard.
Than flying a Black Hawk.
Than leading my squad.
Thanks to the Guard, I'm becoming who I always wanted to be.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how much you'll receive towards your college expenses.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Rocky Balboa, The Holiday, Blood Diamond, and Aragon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The American Heart Association says a diet rich in antioxidants promotes a healthy heart. That's a delicious reason to drink Welch's 100% grape juice. It's loaded with natural antioxidants with no added sugar. Help protect your heart with Welch's 100% grape juice.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Happy Friday morning to you. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms and a high today of 69. Jay Marvin along with you, and nice to have you along. There's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. It says more Colorado pet owners reported Thursday that their animals have died from symptoms that might have been linked to a recalled pet food products. A spokesman for the Food and Drug Administration in Denver said the FDA also is looking into a small number of reports that pets have died after consuming food that was not included among the recalled products, said an administration spokesman. We're trying to figure it out. He emphasized the number of reports concerning dry food consumed by pets that became sick was not alarming. FDA officials were compiling reports of pets that have died or become sick and were unable to update the number of deaths Thursday afternoon. As of Wednesday, pet owners in the state had told federal health authorities that 25 animals had died. Well, Mary and I, this is food that is distributed by Menu Foods Incorporated. They're the pet food manufacturer in Ontario, Canada. The U.S., they notified U.S. authorities last week that they were recalling all of its cuts and gravy style cat and dog food that was produced at its facility in Emporia, Kansas. According to the FDA, the food is packaged in cans and pouches under several brand names, and we don't feed our dogs Coco and Jackson. We don't feed them this food, but a lot of people do, and one of the organizations that has been victimized by this is the Colorado Humane Society. So check this out. And I'm going to remind you about this all morning long. Monday, March the 26th, here at the AM 760 studios, that's at 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver, that's in the Tech Center, we're going to do a pet food drive for the Colorado Humane Society. Because the Colorado Humane Society is forced to throw out 98% of its canned food because of the recall. Now, I don't know about you, but Mary and I love dogs. We love dogs. And we're only going to accept Royal Canin dog and or cat food, Nine Lives and Whiskers brands of canned cat food, and Pedigree brand of canned dog food. We'll also take cash donations, blankets, and towels. And we're going to have dogs on site for adoption. And Mary is going to show up. What time? I don't know. I'll have to ask her. But Mary's going to show up and bring Coco and Jackson. Now, you hear me talk about Coco and Jackson all the time when I talk about the Purina Natural Blends, which, by the way, is not on the list and is something that we feed Coco and Jackson. And I know a lot of people are skeptical. And they say, well, you know, okay, he gets on the air and he says he has these dogs, and who knows whether he really has these dogs or not. And I'll tell you a story. I worked with a guy. He's now dead. Actually, I didn't work with him. It was the same market that he was in. And then I went to the radio station he worked at after he left, and then I went to another radio station that he worked at. But check this out. He used to talk about a dog food and about his dog and his Cocker Spaniel and how much he loved his dog and his Cocker Spaniel and wanted his dog and wanted his Cocker Spaniel to have the best. Then He gets a job offer in a top five market, excuse me, at the same radio station that I would later go to, and he moves and leaves the dog behind. Say, I always tell you, you can't trust people in the media, and that includes me. You know, if I tell you something, if I say, well, this is what it is, and it sounds fishy to you, you know what? Don't even take my word for it. Go check it out yourself. But I do have, Mary and I do have a Welsh Corgi, and we also have a Minpin. And I'll prove it to you on Monday. So if you come by here Monday between 6 and 10, that's the AM760 Studios, 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. It's our pet food drive for the Colorado Humane Society. And we will take cash donations, blankets, and towels. We'll also have dogs on site for adoption. If you come by, you'll be able to see Mary, Coco, and Jackson. And you'll see that they're real. And never mind me. You can just ignore me. But please help out the Humane Society. And this is something that we're really happy to do. And we'll be out there Monday morning, all morning long, 6 to 10. So I'll remind you about this throughout the morning. And I hope that on the way to work or whatever, you can make time to stop by and help us out. Because it really would be nice. And I'd love to be able to get on the air and do a little bragging about AM760 and about our listeners. That, yeah, we saw something was wrong, and we decided to do something about it. So that's coming up on Monday. The other thing I wanted to slip in is, I think it was yesterday morning or the morning before I was talking about this. And none of you bid on this. None of you said a word about this. And then I got distracted off into some other ridiculous direction. And I think what it was I was on the air, and John and I were talking back and forth about the Beatles. I think that's what it was about. But I made the remark to you that doesn't daylight savings time, the fact that they started it so early, and we're sitting here at 6:27, 27 minutes after 6, just glowing in the dark, sitting here, does it have an effect on you? Does it make you feel weird? Because some people are having trouble with this. Now, why do I bring this up? Because I'm used to getting up in the dark. And there are a lot of you who are driving around. My buddy Vic, the figure eight racer out there. But there's a lot of you that are driving around, you're doing your jobs now, and you're listening to me, and you say, well, there's nothing weird about this because I have to get up every time at this morning, this time of the morning. I have to get up every time at this time of the morning, or I got to get up earlier. Well, I was looking at the Nielsen ratings yesterday. Okay, you ready for this? The morning shows on the three major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, have all suffered a fall off and a decline in viewership. And what do they attribute this to? They attribute it to the fact that people cannot get used to daylight savings time. And I had people say to me, I wake up, it's March, it's still dark outside. Man, I want to go back to sleep. I want to go back to sleep till the sun comes up. So, really, I'm not getting out of bed till 7. And I didn't just have one person tell me this. I had 4 or 5 people tell me this. So, yesterday, I just threw out the phone number. 303-713-7600. And I said, hey, call me up. Tell me if you or anybody you know is going through this. And then we jumped off onto the whole Beatles thing. Because man cannot live by bread alone, neither can woman. And every once in a while, you got to talk about something that's not just straight-ahead politics. Because it gets fatiguing. And we got off on the Beatles thing, and nobody called me. But then I saw that yesterday about daylight savings time. And I really do not understand. I don't understand why it is they did this. Now, maybe it was in the media and there was reason stated for this, and I just didn't see it. I glanced over it, or I wasn't paying attention, or something in that area. But I don't know why they did this. Why did they do this? Now, and I also understand that at some point, if you have computers, if you've got Blackberries, if you've got that kind of stuff, electronic stuff, that at some point we have to go back and do it again. We have to reset our clocks again, somebody told me. I still can't get my Blackberry, thank you, Sprint, I can't get my Blackberry to tell the right time. I can't figure out how to get in there and do it. I went to where you're supposed to go to do it, and I can't get it to accept it. It won't take it. So I can't rely on my Blackberry. I can't look at the time. Because my Blackberry says it's 5:31, not 6:31. So when I get off the air, I'm going to have to go Google and look up the article and see what the story is and why they did this. Because to me, this makes absolutely no sense at all, and I don't get it. And now the sun is just barely starting to appear. All right, so 6:31, 31 minutes after 6. I know. Jay, when are you going to get to anything of any substance? Well, I will. It's Friday. Gina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Did you get my email?
I did. Wrote you back. Thank you.
Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to go?
I think that'd be great.
All right. Now, let me make this public so people know what we're talking about, so we're not having an inside, what they call an inside baseball conversation here.
Or they think that you and I are hooking up or something.
Yeah, right, which we're not. I mean, we are, but we're not because your husband's coming, and I don't know if Mary's coming, but we're happily married, and, you know, okay. I made a decision. And I've talked about this on the air before, but I want to talk about it just briefly, real quick. I made a decision to do something about my weight. I had lost weight and not lost the amount that I needed to. And I have a fabulous set of doctors. One of my doctors is in Boulder. It's Dr. Amy Miyako. She's at the Spruce Street Clinic, and she's really good. One of the best doctors I've ever had. I have a great psychiatrist, Dr. Cheryl Rustig, who's really good. And I've got a great heart doctor, Dr. Potasnik. And I also have a great pulmonary doctor, Dr. Plus and Dr. O'Brien. So I got two there. And they all signed off on the idea that I should have gastric bypass surgery. So I went to Dr. Snyder's seminar about this. This is Denver Bariatrics. You can go to the seminars for free. And one of these days I'm going to have him on. And all you have to do is just call and register. You call Denver Bariatrics and you register. There's a Saturday. He has Saturday ones and he has ones at night. And due to my schedule, of course, I went to the Saturday one. Lord knows, I stay up 15 minutes past 7 and I'm comatose. You know, I'm like an old man. So I went. Anyway, so long story short, I'm past 80 pounds, and I'm halfway to my goal weight, and I'm losing weight. I feel better, and I'm healthier. My cholesterol is fine. It's perfect. I had type 2 diabetes. It's gone. My blood pressure is fine. Is this easy? No. Will there be challenges along the way? Yes. But I told Gina, because she inquired about it, about her and her husband doing it, I told her, I sent them a long email, and I said, listen, do not listen to what other people tell you about this, because they are not doctors. Go find out for yourself. So I gave her the number to call. And I said, you want me to go to the seminar with you? I'll go. So the three of us, maybe the four of us, maybe Mary will go too. The three of us are going to go as soon as Gina calls and sets it up. And then I said to Gina, don't be scared. Don't believe what other people tell you. Don't believe what everybody tells you. How many times have I told you that, Gina?
Yes.
Millions of times. I say get the facts and then make the decision for yourself whether you want to do gastric bypass or you want to do lap band.
Well, I think, you know, my husband, it would be for my husband, and I think he's, you know, I think he's really interested in both. I think he's just reached that point in his life where he's got to do something.
Okay, well, we'll go to the seminar. You'll get all the facts. You have as much time as you need to ask as many questions as you want, and then you'll find out how to proceed.
That's great.
Okay?
Yes.
So call today.
Thank you.
Okay.
We really appreciate you.
Well, I love you too. You're misguided, but I love you. Because if they say it on Fox, it's got to be true, which I've indicated to you a million times. It is not true. Okay, let's get a truism about the Friday morning traffic.
Well, it's still a nice Friday-like commute. Right now, no major worries. Traffic on the increase, southbound 25, of course, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez. We had a couple of motorists that were changing a tire eastbound Boulder Turnpike near Sheridan. They're probably gone, but if you're headed through there, just be careful of them if they're still out there. Of course, traffic getting heavier now on that stretch eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Weather today looks like we're going to have increasing clouds by...
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
To Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, have you seen the washer?
It's right by the dryer.
Nope, it's walked off again.
Did you balance the load?
Yeah, I thought, but...
Check the hallway. I'll call the neighbors.
Time for a new washer or dryer? At the Home Depot Laundry Event, you'll get 10% off laundry appliance purchases of $297 or more, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos. Now through Sunday, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at internetbusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at internetbusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to internetbusiness360.com. That's internetbusiness360.com.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:39. It's 39 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 69, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sun's just barely starting to come up. All right, let's open up the phones because I've got stuff to talk about, but you want substance, you provide it. because that's what we traditionally do on Friday. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get into the process. We haven't taken many calls this week because we've had all of these guests on. So if you've been dying to say something, been dying to get in on this, and thinking to yourself, God, this guy never takes any calls. Well, yeah, I do, but I wanted to put all these people on, so it was important. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
You take calls a lot, man.
Well, I just couldn't get them all in this week because we had all these people lined up, and I think it's important for us to stay on top of the Alberto Gate situation.
It is, and then beyond that, when do you get a president to come on board? You know, President Carter was.
Yeah, there. Very true.
Yeah, and that was great. I really enjoyed that. I called because, before I get to why I called, you were saying that you were thinking about having that gastric bypass guy on, and I think you ought to do that. I think that'd be a great thing.
All right, I'll ask him. He's a wonderful guy. They're real open and honest. It's Denver Bariatrics. It's Dr. Michael Snyder. They're real open. They're real supportive. They're there for you 24 hours, 7 days a week. I've never really run into anybody like this guy before, and I got to tell you something about living here. I've never run into the kind of doctors that I've found here in the Denver Boulder area, and I've lived in a lot of places. I mean, the medical care here and the people that are practicing here are really first class. At least the ones that I've dealt with are.
Neat. I called because you mentioned that you have a Welsh Corgi.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a friend who, a Welsh Corgi, lives with him, and I don't get to see either one of them enough, but that's just one of the neatest dogs and I'm a dog guy. I like a lot of dogs, and I take care of dogs, and they're just the neatest dogs.
Oh, yeah. They really are. Coco is just something else. Coco is just something else. And so Monday, when we're out here in the traffic circle on Monaco and we're helping out the Humane Society, and I'll be on the air live from 6 until 10, and people can come by. You can come by. Everybody can come by and see. Mary will bring Coco and Jackson, so you can see the Coco the Welsh Corgi. You can also see Jackson the Minpin as well.
Neat. I just might do that.
Yeah, you ought to come by, man, because Coco's got like one personality, and then Jackson's got like a whole another. And Jackson is really, I seriously would like to get a call from a veterinarian so I could ask them on the air, is there really such a thing as what they call puppy Prozac? I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? I'm serious.
I believe you, man.
Because Jackson is nuts.
He's a wild guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he needs a little help. All right, Brian.
Thanks, Jay.
See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Jesse on a cell phone. Jesse, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad. Just about to walk into work here. I was calling to comment on, you were saying that you weren't sure why they had changed the time change to being earlier in the year.
Yeah, what was that all about?
From what I heard, it was so that they could cut down on the use of energy in the evening times from people getting home and automatically turning on their lights.
Okay, you know what? That would make sense only from the fact that there would be more people awake at that time of the evening, say, what, 7? Which is basically when the sun goes down, about 7 or 7:15, then there would be people who would be up and about at 5 o'clock in the morning or maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, and the sun's just barely coming up now at 6:44. So, yeah, that would make sense, except, I don't know, do you think the energy savings would be that substantial?
I know when I wake up in the morning, I turn about one light on in the house and just get ready and get out the door. And in the evening when I get home, I want to get the whole house all lit up and, you know, feel like I'm actually awake and moving around. So I would definitely say that I use more electricity in the evening time than in the morning, regardless of which is lighter or darker.
Do you ever look around your house at night and say, man, what am I doing leaving these lights on? Mary and I do that all the time, or at least I do it. I'll look and say, you know, I really don't need that, and try to turn it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. My wife is notorious for leaving the closet light on. I'm always turning that thing off. And, you know, of course we leave lights on around the house, but I would definitely say that we do it more in the evening than the morning time. And I'm pretty sure that's why the whole switch on the time change.
Well, it makes sense to me because population-wise, it makes a lot of sense. But it is also driving a lot of people. A lot of people are having trouble with it. I've had people say it to me. Have you had any trouble with it?
Oh, me. I'm up before the sun's up every morning, and I'm moving around.
Yeah, you're like me, then. You're up way before everybody else.
Oh, yeah, regardless. It's dark when I wake up.
Boy, I gotta tell you something, man. I don't know about you, but I sit down before I leave the house and before I get ready, and I try to catch the news, and I try to catch a little TV just to see what's going on. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, there are no choices.
Oh, no. I'm a local news and the guy, and then actual world news in the evening time because Overman's on in the evening. I like watching his show. But, yeah, there is absolutely nothing on.
I mean, isn't that bizarre that there's, like, nothing out there? Because CNN runs Anderson Cooper from the night before. Headline news is recorded. And then there's two shows, one on 4 with this woman, Meg Oliver. She's okay. That's CBS. And then the other one is ABC with these two people on who aren't very good. And it's like, oh, man, I'd hate to have insomnia and be stuck.
Oh, yeah, it's infomercials and Girl Gone Wild commercials all the time.
I know it. It's disgusting. Hey, Jesse, thanks, man. Have a great day at work and a good weekend.
Yep, you too, man.
Okay,
talk to you later.
Talk to you. 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, who's up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and what's your favorite show? And don't call me up and say it's Girls Gone Wild. God, I can't stand that. Not that I'm sexually a prude or anything. It's just like, what's the point? Where's the content in that? Well, there's nothing on TV at 3 in the morning, and you think radio is bleak. All right, 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour, and let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we look good. Collision-free start to the morning on our highways. We just have a stalled box truck on the right shoulder, eastbound 270, right near Quebec. It is causing some slowing there. Of course, that's where we have traffic usually stacking up, too, right near I-76. So watch out for that. Otherwise, not a bad ride at all. Just expect heavier conditions southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen, of course. And right now, only about a 15-minute drive along northbound 25 from the tech center toward downtown. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible and a high of 64. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Brotherly Love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house, but those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, have you seen the washer?
It's right by the dryer.
No, but off again.
Did you balance the load?
Yeah, I thought, but...
Check the hallway. I'll call the neighbors.
Time for a new washer or dryer? At the Home Depot Laundry Event, you'll get 10% off laundry appliance purchases of $297 or more, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos. Now through Sunday, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The late Warren Zevon. Oh, I love this song. I like Lawyers, Guns, and Money, but my favorite Warren Zevon song is Carmelita, which I don't think we have. I can go look, but I don't think it's in there.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Yeah, really?
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 69. Friday on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, and it is Friday. And we're going to do some serious and non-serious stuff. But you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. And take it any direction you want. Coming up here in a few minutes, though, we're going to talk to Professor Erwin Chemerinsky. He is one of the foremost constitutional scholars and lawyers in this country, and he teaches law at Duke, and he is involved in Valerie Plame's case against Scooter Libby, Karl Rove, et al., whoever else is included in there. And we're going to ask him about the constitutional showdown that's forming between the executive branch and the legislative branch over the whole Alberto Gonzalez affair. By the way, Alberto Gonzalez says he's not going to resign, and he's fighting back. How's he fighting back? Well, he's doing a couple of things. He's going to travel on the road. He's making radio appearances to talk about protecting kids online. So he's going to appear at our sister station, KOA. He'll be on there by phone, and he's going to all of the big signal, predominantly 100% right-wing talk program stations, and appearing on there to try to reach out and rally out the base. So that's his plan. Plus, he's also talking to senators, Republicans, and Congress people, Republicans, and prosecutors in the field to try to secure support. Now, Patrick Leahy and Chuck Schumer, both senators, have said that they've got witnesses tucked in the background who are going to be willing to come forward and are going to be willing to talk about this, and they're not identifying who they are. And then I mentioned earlier in the hour, go to the Washington Post this morning, because there's a story there by Eric Lipton. U.S. attorney in Michigan disputes reason for removal. And go read that. All right, let's go to David in Arvada. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling about an issue that I think is probably just too late, but, you know, Al Gore was, of course, addressing global warming and has his great movie out. 10-15 years ago, I had a sign that said, was basically about too many people, and was supposed to be a bumper sticker that said, one child, two parents, third decade, trying to promote that people would have their children later in life, and that way we could go ahead and hopefully control population without going ahead and having wars, famine, earthquakes, you know, the natural disasters that used to control population. We could go ahead and start doing it.
And lack of clean drinking water.
Yeah, and I think so many of our problems in almost any field you want to talk about could be attributed to the fact that we've got just too many people growing too fast in the world.
Well, how do you fix that? I mean, the only way I see to fix it is you got to talk about birth control and sex education, but you've got a religious element, not only in this country, but also around the world,
I know,
that doesn't want to go there, and we certainly don't want to have or live in a society that has like what China has got, where you have more than one child, you get penalized. I don't think anybody's, you know, for that idea, do you?
Well, that's the thing. It's a political hot button that I don't think any politician wants to address. I've written letters in the past, and just recently to Al Gore. Ted Turner seems to be the one person that's most in tune to this and has talked about it. But it just falls on deaf ears, and nobody, of course, because of the religious element that you mentioned and so on, really wants to deal with it. I mean, who's going to tell me how many children I can have, you know?
Well, I think it's part of it, but I think the other part of it is that we know, you and I know, I think a lot of people who listen to the station know, that knowledge is power, and that the more information you give people, regardless of what country they live in, about things like birth control, about things like abstinence, about things like, well, anything having to do with sex education, the more powerful, the more tools you give them, the more powerful they're going to be. But the problem is you've got people who are going to fight you on this, and I can name some names. I mean, most of the authoritarian evangelical right will come after you.
Oh, for sure.
You will tangle with elements of the Catholic Church, which is against contraception. You're going to have all of that go there.
It's extremely unpopular thought, but I'm saying that that's the solution. But there's not many people that are going to go ahead and listen to it. The majority aren't, and that's why I think we're beyond the pale. And I'm afraid.
I don't see it that. You know what? I'm going to tell you something quickly here, because then I got to go get the news. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think we are beyond the pale. I don't think it is hopeless, and I don't think the majority of Americans believe this. I don't think that the majority of Americans are against sex education. I think that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, like we were talking about earlier in the week, after Jimmy Carter, after the former president was on. And those people have very, very loud voices, and they have an administration, and they have politicians that are in power who listen to them. But you know something? We've got just as much power, and what we need to do is we need to stand up, and we need to speak out and let our voices be heard. And I think the majority of America, I believe this, I believe the majority of America is with us, not with them. They've just managed to capitalize the dialogue for a long time. David, have hope, man.
Hey, you too. And hey, one last thought. You know, think of how much fuel would save if we got out of Iraq and how many lives in addition to that.
I agree, 100%.
Okay, thank you. Good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave. All right. We'll continue with Professor Erwin Chemerinsky. We'll talk to him, and then we'll take more of your calls on any subject you want to talk about.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight, or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's time to take sides.
I want this war to end.
New York Democrat Jose Serrano will vote yes later today on a House bill setting a firm date to pull combat troops out of Iraq. Louisiana Republican Charles Bastani will vote no.
I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that's going to do unspeakable harm to our troops in the field.
Democrats are scrambling to line up enough votes to pass the bill, but President Bush says he'll veto it, even though it includes money to pay for the war. In Baghdad, a deputy prime minister of Iraq was seriously wounded in the suicide bombing that killed 8 people. Salam al-Zabai was leaving Friday prayers when the bomber blew himself up. Another developing story overseas, officials in London say Iran is holding 15 British sailors. CBS's Larry Miller is live with the latest.
Defense officials say the British crew had completed a successful inspection of a merchant ship when their 2 boats were surrounded and escorted by Iranian vessels into Iranian territorial waters. Britain says it's urgently pursuing this matter with Iranian authorities at the highest level, and the Iranian ambassador in London has been summoned to the Foreign Office. The British government says it's demanding the immediate and safe return of its men and equipment. No Americans were involved in the incident. Live in London, Larry Miller, CBS News.
Here at home, some college officials say the rising cost of birth control pills could mean less control and more births. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
One of those officials, Frank, is Hugh Jessup, who runs Indiana University's health center.
We've got large numbers of students that are on financial aid, have a couple of jobs. Some of them even are single parents. And this is going to impact them dramatically.
Prices are doubling, tripling. Why? Drug companies no longer get a government break to supply campuses with discounted contraceptives. Congress took away the incentive. Medicaid officials are considering restoring it. In the meantime, health centers see women opting for less effective alternatives or nothing at all. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Difference of opinion in the Bush administration. CBS's Dan Revive with that.
Several officials have revealed that Robert Gates, soon after taking over at the Pentagon, advised President Bush that Guantanamo should be shut down and detainees moved to the U.S. for military trials. The New York Times reports the idea was shot down by Vice President Cheney and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. In a radio interview with CBS News, Gonzalez said only,
"We constantly assess and reassess as to what is appropriate and what's not appropriate."
The Times reports some sources spoke about the internal debate only because Gonzalez has been weakened by the controversy over the firing of U.S. attorneys. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
A report in The Lancet, a British medical journal, calls alcohol and tobacco more dangerous to users than some illegal drugs. Colin Blakemore heads the British Medical Research Council.
We hope that people will look at this evidence, look at the scientific evidence, and incorporate it into drug policy.
Head of the Bell, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Yeah, Dave, Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 522, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 523. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings, so Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems, from casters and wheels to carts and conveyors. We have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Brace yourselves, because I'm going to bring up a subject nobody likes to think about. Buying a used car. I know, painful. Well, I've got a painless solution. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. They'll even provide a Carfax vehicle history report. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
A young Marine who made the supreme sacrifice to save his brothers in arms is getting a special honor. WBEN's Tom Puckett has the story from Buffalo, New York.
The Navy's naming of a new destroyer after Marine Corporal Jason Dunham will mean a lot to his family, says Colonel Patrick Cunningham of the Buffalo Naval and Servicemen's Park.
It shows them the esteem with which the Department of Navy and Department of Defense hold the contributions made by their son.
Corporal Dunham sacrificed his life in Iraq back in 2004, shielding his fellow Marines from a grenade. Cunningham says the honor Dunham is getting today is extremely rare.
He happens to be the second Marine to have a ship named after him.
Tom Puckett for CBS News, Buffalo.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police admit they had a man in custody suspected in the attack of a gay man from New York on the 16th Street Mall, but let the suspect go. Now the cops are backpedaling to figure out who the suspect was and hoping the community comes forward with a tip. 24-year-old Nima Davari was visiting friends in Denver on St. Patrick's Day. He says he was attacked on the 16th Street Mall because of a gay pride emblem he was wearing.
As we passed each other, the male said, "Keep that away from me." And I turned around and said, "Excuse me?" I was like, "Are you kidding?" Like, we were exchanging cards and they punched me in the face.
Davari, an amateur boxer, fought back, managed to restrain the guy until the cops showed up. He says he told the cops he wanted to press charges, but the suspect and the woman with him were let go and no report was filed. Denver PD has now launched an internal investigation. City of Denver would get $50 million to cover security costs associated with the 08 Democratic National Convention under a controversial spending bill for the Iraq War that's been approved by a U.S. Senate committee. The Senate Appropriations Panel approved the bill yesterday. And it's tied to a measure setting a date for the beginning of a withdrawal from Iraq. And state lawmakers working on a way to bring back discount gas to ease some of the pain at the pump. Been a long-running fight between the court and lawmakers. Gone are the 10-cent discounts for grocery shoppers at King Supers and Safeway because the judge says so. Senate picks that law, but at a price. Senator Jim Iskar says he's fighting the bill, saying it hurts the little guy.
It's about any small business and their ability to survive a competitor that's got deep pockets.
The bill would allow discount gas in Colorado counties with at least 200,000 residents. It appears to have the votes to move on in the Senate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Southbound 25 just after 6. We had a multi-car wreck there. Expect those rolling backups between Colfax and Alameda. Rollover Santa Fe near Alameda off the highway. Eastbound 270 from I-76 to Quebec. We had a stalled box truck. Looks like it's been moved out of traffic. You're also still fighting six stack on southbound 25 Thornton and North Glen and southbound 225 filling in Yosemite I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers, high of 64. Currently mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From tires to vehicle diagnostics, stop in and get outstanding service during Nissan's National...
Sunday night, Lifetime's got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
You gave me a five out of me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties. Lifetime's new original series. Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Now through Sunday, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 76 Progressive Talk.
Good morning and happy Friday. It's going to be a really nice day today. We do have a chance of some thunderstorms. However, the temperature is supposed to get up to 69. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's nice to have you along. You can instant message us at am760.net. Professor Erwin Chermaninsky joined the Duke faculty, the Duke Law School, in 2004 after 21 years at the University of Southern California, where he was the Sidney M. Hermes Professor of Public Interest Law, Legal Ethics, and Political Science. And before that, he was a professor at DePaul College of Law. And that was from 1980 to 1983. In April of 2005, he was named by Legal Affairs as one of the top 20 legal thinkers in America. named by the Daily Journal every year from 1998 to 2003 as one of the 100 most influential lawyers in California. And he's one of the preeminent constitutional thinkers of our time, and we're lucky to have him on. He's also involved in the Valerie Plame Joe Wilson lawsuit. So let's welcome back to the program Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, who is calling us from Chicago. Professor, good morning, and thanks for getting up and being on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for the incredibly kind introduction.
Well, you know every word of it is true.
Thank you.
Everything I've ever asked you, you always have like the right answer. Let's start with this. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. I understand that this is how executive privilege works. If you or I have a conversation with the President of the United States, he can claim executive privilege. If you and I have a conversation with each other or another staff member of the White House or the Justice Department, that's not covered by executive privilege. Is that correct?
Not quite. If you or I have a conversation with the President, executive privilege probably would not apply. We would have to be an advisor to the President for executive privilege to apply. Executive privilege protects conversations with or memoranda from advisors. So only if we were advising the President could he invoke executive privilege.
Okay. Then, if you and I had a conversation with the President and we were advisors, then that would be covered by executive privilege. But what happens if you and I are advisors and we have a conversation with the Attorney General, we have a conversation with the Chief White House Counsel, we have a conversation with a political strategist like Karl Rove, whatever title they give him, is that covered by executive privilege?
To this point, the cases have not extended executive privilege so far. I have no doubt that if this matter would go to the courts, the President would say all intra-executive branch conversations should be protected. But so far, the cases have been that the President, for his conversations with advisors, has executive privilege.
Okay, now let's go back to 1974 and talk about Richard Nixon. 1974. When Watergate was going on, and both Democrats and Republicans were trying to find out what that was all about, didn't Richard Nixon claim executive privilege, and didn't this go to the Supreme Court?
It did. Now, it's important to recognize President Nixon did not claim executive privilege when there was a Senate committee. If you remember, the Irvin Committee in the summer of 1973 held hearings, and top executive officials testified then. When Nixon claimed executive privilege is when the matter got to the courts and the Watergate special prosecutor subpoenaed tapes of White House conversations. He wanted to use them in the prosecution of those in part of the Watergate cover-up. Nixon then claimed executive privilege and went to the Supreme Court. The case was called United States versus Nixon, and the Supreme Court unanimously ruled against President Nixon. The Supreme Court said, presidents have executive privilege, but it's not absolute. Executive privilege must yield when there's an overriding need for the information.
All right, how about President Bill Clinton? If he invoked it, what did he use as his reasoning? Do you remember?
He did, and there were some cases about it. What he wanted to do was invoke executive privilege with regard to certain conversations with the White House Counsel's Office. And there was a decision, not from the Supreme Court, but from a federal court of appeals in Arkansas and from a federal court of appeals in the District of Columbia, both of which limited the ability of the President to claim executive privilege, both of which followed the basic principle of United States versus Nixon. Presidents have executive privilege, but it's not absolute.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky on the line with us. All right, now that brings us to this point. This whole thing going on over Alberto Gonzalez, this whole thing is probably headed to the Supreme Court, don't you think? And if it is, what do you think the outcome would be?
I don't think it's going to go to the Supreme Court. If you ask me for my best guess, I think that the President will back down from his confrontational posture. Some compromise will be reached between the Senate and House committees in the White House to allow executive officials to testify under oath in public.
Do you think that's going to happen because Fred Fielding in the White House believes, And by the way, Fred Fielding was involved in Watergate. Did Fred Fielding and the White House believe that if they took this all the way, they couldn't win? Or pressure from within the president's own party? How do you see this?
I think they recognize that public pressure would be against them if they try to cover it up and refuse to have their officials testify. I also think that they don't have much chance of winning unless the president is involved in the conversations, for just the reason you said. Up till now, the president has said he wasn't part of this. This all went on between the White House counsel's office and the Justice Department. I think that would make it very hard for them to win on executive privilege claims. So for all of those reasons, I think they're going to back down and they're going to cooperate. If not, it goes to the courts. It's going to take a long time to resolve. But I think the courts will come out against the executive here, in part because the president wasn't involved, in part because there's an overriding need for the information. Congress needs to see if there's a serious abuse of power.
When you say it'll take a long time, are we talking about possibly the rest of the president's term?
That's going to depend on the courts and whether they're willing to grant expedited review. In United States versus Nixon, the courts grant expedited review. In fact, it was on March 1st of 1974 that a grand jury in the District of Columbia indicted the Watergate co-conspirators and named Richard Nixon an unindicted co-conspirator. The case made its way from the District of Columbia District Court all the way to the Supreme Court for decision by August. So if the court wants to do this over several months, it can, but it can also stretch out over years.
Oh, can you imagine if it stretched out after he leaves office? I don't think it would either. But where would we be then? Would it keep going or would they just drop it?
I just don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think that the Senate and House, the members of Congress recognize that it's not to their advantage to have this stretch out over years either. So that gives them an incentive to try to have some kind of compromise that lets both sides save face, but still lets there be a public hearing under oath. I thought that the president's suggestion this week that his advisors could be in private with no transcripts and no testimony under oath was almost laughable.
Yeah, it was. What do they expect that any of us would get out of that? Because there'd be no way to be able to prove one way or the other or be able to do anything or find any fault or judgment or whatever if you don't have any evidence.
I think it was a negotiation posture. I think at this stage they're posturing. They're saying, we're going to stonewall. We're not going to let our advisors go before the Senate or the House. I think President Bush's exact words were that it was a fishing expedition, a show trial under Klieg lights. I keep thinking of the Irvin hearings from the summer of 1973. I'm sure you remember how the whole country was mesmerized by those Watergate hearings.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what we need now. I think there's real parallels between what's being alleged now and what we knew about Watergate in the spring of 1973. In both instances, there wasn't evidence of illegal activity. But in both instances, there was strong reason to suspect abuse of power.
Yeah, I think you're right. And here's the thing about this. Just like Watergate, when I remember Watergate, every day something different comes out. Now, there's two stories this morning that are pretty interesting. One of them indicates that through the emails that were released, that Alberto Gonzalez and Harriet Myers worked for months and months and months to get rid of Bud Cummings in Arkansas, and that the thing that they waited on before they did it was presidential approval. That's in the Washington Post, which would mean that Bush and essentially that he and Alberto Gonzalez are not telling the truth about this. Then the other one that's out is today, the ousted United States attorney in Western Michigan said that she was told last November that she was being forced out to make way for another lawyer that the Bush administration wanted to groom, not because of management problems. And she says that she has it on paper that they gave her a review and that she was praised and that the review was good about her management skills, even though the president and Alberto Gonzalez are saying that these attorneys were let go because they had problems with them.
I think you're right that this is like Watergate in the sense that what you have is denials followed by new revelations, followed by denials, followed by new revelations. What says one day is refuted by what we learn the next day. And like in Watergate, there's attempt by the president and supporters to minimize. Remember Richard Nixon calling Watergate a third-rate burglary?
Right.
And here they're trying to say it's much ado about nothing. But both this and Watergate involve serious charges of abuse of power and maybe even the felony of obstruction of justice.
Why is that so hard to sell to some people? You're right. There are people out there who are trying to minimize this. They do distort the facts. They don't tell you. They use a sin of omission. To some people, it's this like the perjury conviction of Scooter Libby. It's very hard to sell that to some people because their answer is, for instance, in the perjury conviction, well, everybody perjures themselves. This happens all the time. And then the other, with this thing, it's like, well, the president has the right to let anybody go. They work at his say-so, at his pleasure. He appoints them, on and on again. And it's hard to argue this. What are some parts of the public missing here?
Well, undoubtedly the president has the right to fire any United States attorney. But the president can't do so to block an investigation for purely partisan reasons. I mean, the charge here is that some of these U.S. attorneys were fired so as to stop investigations that the president wanted to stop for political reasons. That's an abuse of power. Also, the charge is that some of these U.S. attorneys were fired because they wouldn't bring prosecutions for baldly partisan reasons. That would be an abuse of power. And so it's not whether the president has the right to fire U.S. attorneys. It's whether that power was exercised in an inappropriate way.
Let me ask one more question, and then I know you got other stuff to do. But obstruction of justice. Okay, Pete Domenici calls David Iglesias, wants to see what's in his sealed indictment. Heather Wilson does the same thing, and they lean on Iglesias, and he hangs up on them. He tells them no. Is that technically obstruction of justice? And if so, could Domenici and Wilson be charged?
I don't think from the facts you've described it's obstruction of justice. I mean, they can ask, but Iglesias did the right thing. He can say no. I don't think the request itself is obstruction of justice. I think if they take further actions to intentionally interfere with an ongoing investigation, that's obstruction of justice. And again, I'll invoke the Watergate analogy. What almost Richard Nixon to resign was the White House tape showing he said, I will tell the FBI not to investigate the Watergate break-in and cover-up because it's a CIA matter. Stopping an investigation for that reason was obstruction of justice. So far, we don't know if it's here, but it's possible. That's why it has to be investigated.
Okay. The very last question, because I could keep you on for 5 hours, and the show's only 4 hours long. Obstruction of justice. Theoretically, where would the buck stop on that? Would it stop at Alberto Gonzalez? In your role, but would it stop at Alberto Gonzalez, Harriet Myers, Karl Rove? Or could this lead all the way to the Oval Office?
It could lead to the Oval Office. To this point, President Bush is denying that he was involved in the firings. But if firings were done with the purpose of stopping meritorious criminal investigations and prosecutions, then I do think you have concern was that obstruction of justice. Intentional interference with an ongoing prosecution is obstruction.
All right. Professor, we'll monitor what goes on here, and I thank you so much for being on the program, and we may have to call on you again, so I hope you'll find the time to come on
anytime.
With us again.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Call me anytime.
Yeah, you're the best. Thank you, Professor.
You.
Have a good day.
You too.
There's Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, and this guy knows the Constitution of the United States, so you know what? Here's the deal. I mean, this guy had, well, in 2005... he was named by Legal Affairs as one of the top 20 legal thinkers in America. So those of you that are conservative, you're on the other side of the coin, and you don't think there's any big deal about this, then I suggest what you do is, I suggest that you take it up with the professor. Because I would say that his experience probably outweighs yours. 724, 24 minutes after 7. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest problem right now is still a multi-car crash. We had block in the center lane, southbound I-25, right after 6th Street. So we're definitely seeing some heavy backups in that area between Colfax and Alameda. Of course, we do have heavy conditions as well, southbound 25 from I-70 towards Spear for your downtown right, and then again north of I-70 from 120th now toward 84th. Off the highway, watch out for a crash involving a pedestrian, Lincoln at 18th, and we also had a rollover crash, Santa Fe, right near Alameda. Weather today, expect increasing clouds this afternoon with afternoon showers and a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy, thunder showers expected over the metro area, snow in the mountains and a low of 40. Right now, mostly cloudy, 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by local Denver Metro Toyota Service Centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep your Toyota moving forward.
Do you need someone in your corner to help with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday from noon to 1 with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean will be talking with Pete McCann, Vice President of Denver-based IXG, about 1031 tax-deferred exchanges. Sean to learn more at 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here on AM 760 from noon to 1 this Saturday.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
I'm Lisa Schomp, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. A while back, you all bailed me out and bought a lot of Pilots. Thank you. Well, Honda is at it again, and now I got to sell a lot of Accords. Yep, Accords are on the radar screen big time. So for those of you who just like to own a terrific four-door, four-cylinder Accord, they've got a great lease program. At least come in and peek at the Accord. It is a wonderful car, and we are Colorado's number one volume Honda dealer. We're close to everywhere and easy to get to. 5700 South Broadway, straight down Broadway from downtown Denver, and straight up Broadway for most of the rest of you. So come experience why Ralph Schomp Honda is Colorado's number one volume Honda dealer and see why Honda Accord, in particular, is the car you should own. No hidden fees or dealer handling, and you pick the accessories you want. We're very easy to get along with and very easy to get to. Ralph Schomp Honda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Schomp.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The House is debating the war funding bill. Do the Democrats have the votes to pull the troops out? We'll get the latest. And the Senate has authorized subpoenas for Karl Rove and others. What's the next move? Will Rove actually be ordered to testify? And the Sweet 16 is underway. We'll give you our picks on the NCAA basketball tournament as we head to the Final Four. We'll take your calls in the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7 and 60 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it's Friday. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-370-600. I got some other stuff to tell you about, and I'll do that. But first, let me go to Larry in North Glen, who's hanging on. Larry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure, loud and clear.
Great. I think one thing that people should take into consideration is not just congresspersons trying to exercise political influence over the U.S. Attorney's Office. That goes a lot further because the U.S. office, all of the cases brought under the federal code, and that includes such things as the Nacho case. It includes judicial foreclosures, where the government includes a whole range of things that affect people's lives. It can affect, you know, contracting issues and everything else. If they're allowed to simply move people around to suit their political purposes, the whole apparatus of the justice system becomes a political tool. over time, and this group has shown more than willingness to do that, to use that. But everything is political purpose, and not just government.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, there's a story yesterday. It's getting a little bit of coverage, but it's not getting the coverage that I think it ought to get, where the prosecutor, the lead attorney in the tobacco case, who had been with the Justice Department for 22 years and retired, she said yesterday under this administration that they leaned on her and went so far as to give her a prepared statement to read as her summation, which there's just story after story here, and you're right. I mean, the federal prosecutor affects, on a federal level, everything we do, the federal prosecutors in these states, all 93 of them. And they're not supposed to be a political arm of the White House. They're supposed to represent your interest and my interest. And you're taking the whole system and calling it into question. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point. And then it does affect everybody's life at one point or another. And the longer it's allowed to go on, the more pernicious it becomes.
Yeah, and there's already, the tragedy here is, to me, and I was thinking about this morning on the way in, the tragedy to me, Larry, is there's already enough cynicism out there. Now what we really need when we're looking at important federal cases is more cynicism.
I like Billy Tomlin's take on that, when she would say, no matter how cynical I get, I can't keep up.
Yeah. Exactly right. I think that just like hits the nail on the head, doesn't it? Because that's the way it is. I mean, every morning you wake up, you look at the paper, it's something else.
I enjoyed your discussion with her. I'd like to make just two other short comments.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, you should take some time at some point to let people know just how much hard work and research you and your team do to run a show like this, to line up guests, to get things settled, to all the how much time a day do you spend studying and reading materials to keep current on things. I don't think they necessarily have an appreciation for how much work it takes to run a show like that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, do it sometime, really. Let them know. And the other thing is Carter. He's one of my heroes, too. He lives a faith. I wish he'd been a more effective politician, but at the same time, this is a deeply moral, deeply good person, and I think he is one of America's heroes.
Yeah, I agree, and I'll tell you something. And I just say it because it comes from my heart. If there is or was a Jesus Christ, and if... Yeah, I'll just put it that way. If there was or is, then you know what? This guy embodies him, and this guy is a walking, talking example of the goodness of Christianity and mankind.
And I couldn't agree with you more. At the same time, with his depth of values, he would deflect that entirely.
No, sure he would. He wouldn't take that praise, but he's not here to deflect that. And the conversation's between you and I, and if he ever wants to know about it, we'll just invoke executive privilege. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, I want to go to lunch later today. I think I'll invoke executive privilege on that one, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good weekend. All right, more of your calls coming up here. 303-713-7600. Gina, are you there?
I am.
Hello, testing. Okay, like Larry King. Hello, Miami. All right. I know. He's such a jerk. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. Don't call names. But I got tons of good stories. And by the way, there's a book about him coming out that is going to be a killer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Larry's got a real nefarious background.
Yeah, will it talk about his seven wives or
We'll get into all that. Let me put it to you this way. He makes Giuliani look like Giuliani was wearing a chastity belt. Okay? All right, I want to remind people that coming up Monday, March the 26th, that's this Monday, we want you to come on down to the AM760 studios. That's 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center, because we're going to have a pet food drive for the Colorado Humane Society. Now, you've heard about this, Gina.
Yes,
the Colorado Humane Society is forced to throw out 98% of its canned food because of this recall. And we can only accept Royal Canin dog and or cat food, Nine Lives, and Whiskers brands of canned cat food, and also Pedigree brand of canned dog food. But we'll also take cash donations, blankets and towels, We'll have dogs on site for adoption. We're going to do the show live out there. And this show is starring Mary, Coco, and Jackson. Because they're going to show up.
That's wonderful.
Which means the show will be over with within 5 minutes. So the Corgi and the Minpin are going to be there, and we'll do our best to contain them. So we want you to come on by, help us out, and we want to meet you. And you can meet Coco and Jackson, and it's absolute proof that they're alive. It's absolute proof that they're alive.
Well, they are infamous dogs, so I'm definitely coming by to say hello, to shake a paw.
Okay, you can meet Gina, too. That's between 6 and 10 on Monday morning. Okay, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. We're all burned out. But we need to know what traffic is.
Yeah, it's not that bad, although southbound 25 was kind of stacked up, 120th to 84th. That's just the usual congestion there through Thornton North Glen. Some downtown, and then just after 6, we had a multi-car wreck that was blocking the center lane. They're trying to get that out of the way. A rollover cleanup blocking traffic, Santa Fe at Bayard, that's right near Alameda, and just the usual traffic conditions that are very heavy now trying to get out of Lakewood eastbound 6th, Sheridan to I-25. Weather today,
right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition.
Hey, that's cool.
Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're debt set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt free. Discover the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No more mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With no more mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-215-9105.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-215-9105. 1-800-215-9105.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Rocky Balboa, The Holiday, Blood Diamond, and Aragon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The American Heart Association says a diet rich in antioxidants promotes a healthy heart. That's a delicious reason to drink Welch's 100% grape juice. It's loaded with natural antioxidants with no added sugar. Help protect your heart with Welch's 100% grape juice.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, but it's going to be nice today. High of 69, and it's open phone, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved, because we haven't taken many phone calls all week. And so I got three open lines. You want to talk? Let's do it. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Let me go to Peter on a cell phone. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Of these federal prosecutors who are let go or resign, or whatever, only five were let go midterm. And here's the funniest part. Of those five, one of them was fired for choking a reporter.
Yeah.
And the other one for biting a stripper at a men's club.
What? Can you imagine? You know, not even if you're a federal prosecutor, but you imagine, like, you're a boss in any business, and you get a report that your employee got busted for biting a stripper.
Well, Rush would spin it like, depending on if it was a conservative stripper or a liberal stripper. These liberals have started everything.
Yeah, hey, exactly. You were exactly right about that.
Quick off-topic question. On these HD radios, you guys broadcast two different channels. So, like, when Progressive Football comes on and preempts Rachel Maddow, like, if I have an HD radio, I can listen to her instead of sports, which I really don't care for.
My answer to that question is, I don't think we do, and I understand where you're coming from, but believe it or not, we do have some people who do like it.
Since you're not broadcasting in stereo, though, I think that would be a great alternative. So if you wanted to not get preempted by Progressive Football or CU Basketball or something and listen to some better content, maybe take it up with your Sherry Bell. But anyway, I got to run. Have a great weekend. Keep doing the good work, buddy.
All right, Peter, congratulations for making it till Friday.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you later. And I was going to say don't bite any strippers, but I don't want to say that about him. There's another the other big story in the news this morning is that House Democrats are increasingly confident that they have the votes to pass legislation designed to force an end to the Iraqi war next year. Several party members dropped their opposition to the bill following days of wrangling within a deeply divided caucus. The House plans to vote today on the $124 billion dollar bill that would finance the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan but require troops to return home before September 2008. The measure is unlikely to sail unchallenged through the Senate, where many Democrats oppose a firm timetable, and President Bush has promised that he's going to veto it either way. And, of course, when they get to the Senate, you know what's going to happen there. Our friend Joe Lieberman, Mr. Joe Momentum, will show up on all the Sunday talk shows. He'll get all the news time he can possibly get, and he'll pull the same rabbit out of the hat that he's been pulling now for God knows how long, and will say two things. One, you go ahead and do this, and I'm going to leave the Democratic Party. And the other thing he'll say is, he'll start talking about, which he's done before, he did it like last week, yes, I could support a Republican candidate, which indicates to me, and Mary and I were talking about this the other night, that David Sirota, who I had on the show a couple of months ago, that what he said is absolutely true. What the Democratic Party ought to do is let us go to Joseph Lieberman and say, look, next time you go on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, next time you show up on Meet the Press, next time you get on Face the Nation, next time you're on CNN, next time you're on MSNBC, next time you show up on the Foxaganda channel, or you're quoted in the AP, or the New York Times, or the Los Angeles Times, or any media, or the Hartford Current, and you say, I'm going to leave the Democratic Party, then what the Democratic Party ought to say is, no, we've left you. Goodbye. Get out. See you later. That's the end. Because the committee chairmanships would not change hands, and on top of that, we have the House of Representatives. And goodbye to Joe, and we're tired of seeing his face on TV all the time. And I can't be the only person who listens to this radio station, conservative or liberal, or independent or moderate, the Turnsey show's on Sunday morning. You know, and you go, oh my, oh no, it's him again. It's like the same people all the time. Am I the only one who feels this way? And I don't care whether they're conservative or liberal. I'm willing to listen to anybody. Really. I just don't want the same people all the time. And what you end up getting is you end up getting the same people all the time. And Joe is one of those guys. He's always on the tube. And he always plays the same card over and over and over again. And enough is enough. Have we had enough of this? It's like, Joe, what's that old line? What's that old line? And Bush, I think, blew this on the campaign trail someplace. Shame on me. No, fool me once, shame on me. Right? Fool me twice. Does anybody know how this goes? Fool me twice, shame on you? Or something like that? Anyway, like in other words, again and again and again and again is enough. We've had enough. We've had enough. That's it. Enough. And why is it that the people who produce these shows can't reach out and get other people? I don't understand what's behind that either. I don't get that. Why they keep going to the same? They keep going to the same people because they're lazy, or do they go to the same people because they believe that they're good? We go to some of the same people over and over again. Because they're basically, well, they're good. They're good people. They know what they're talking about. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky knows what he's talking about when it comes to constitutional law. We go to Rich Masters because Rich Masters knows what he's talking about when it comes to political strategy. We go to these folks because they know what they're talking about. And we're constantly reaching out and trying to get new people, which is not as easy as it seems. And if I had network television behind me, I mean, I'd be running people in and out of there right and left. Because look at all the people you could get. But they keep showing the same people over and over again. And I don't know, maybe I'm complaining about this.
Oh, Jay, I was listening to you. You know, that's all you liberals do is whine and cry.
Well, no. I'm just whining and crying from a viewer standpoint, and forget about my political orientation. Who cares about what it is? I mean, come on. There are no conservatives out there that have the same feelings? Well, how many times can I see so-and-so? That's the way I feel. Enough's enough. Get some other people. 747, your call's coming up. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina. Traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're doing much better right now in traffic. We got that wreck clear out of the way. Southbound 25 just after 6th Street. You may find that still a little sluggish. Colfax to Alameda. Still dealing with that rollover wreck. Santa Fe at Bayard. That's right near Alameda. Weather today. Looking for those increasing clouds and thunder showers by afternoon. High of 64. Currently mostly cloudy. 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sherrance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom-crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Rocky Balboa, The Holiday, Blood Diamond, and Aragon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Real vintage Morgan silver dollars. Here's the scoop. First Federal is releasing rolls of silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And anyone who wants to examine a roll of these classic Morgan silver dollars can do so risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. Genuine silver dollars struck at the historic New Orleans Mint and guaranteed to be over 100 years old.
Wow, it's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Exactly. Many U.S. silver coins were melted down in the 70s, and they're becoming more sought after every day.
And how can we get a roll of these beauties risk-free?
I'd say call First Federal. I know if you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with each roll of Morgan's.
Okay, folks, to examine these silver dollars risk-free and get that free silver coin, here's the number, 1-800-900-0442. Again, 1-800-900-0442. 1-800-900-0442.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years.
But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, have you seen the washer?
It's right by the dryer.
Nope, it's walked off again.
Did you balance the load?
Yeah, I thought, but...
Check the hallway. I'll call the neighbors.
Time for a new washer or dryer? At the Home Depot laundry event, you'll get 10% off laundry appliance purchases of $297 or more, including the exclusive new Maytag Bravos. Now through Sunday, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chances of thunder showers. High today, 69. I think I speak pretty good English. So, when I say open phones, what does that mean? Well, that means you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And I think I made that clear like a number of times. So then I get this email from this guy. Oh, no, it's from a woman. It's Ruth. Let's see, the largest drug ring in Boulder was busted yesterday. These folks are responsible for at least 6 overdoses. Haven't heard a word about it on your show. Oh, yeah, they were 3 illegal Mexicans driving with no license and no insurance. Would there have been any outrage if one of these clowns had, in addition to poisoning Boulder's kids, run over one of them? You know what, Ruth? You racist piece of crap. What are you saying to me? That is your point that... only illegals do bad things? Oh, no, excuse me. Go through the newspapers. There are plenty of legal citizens who are in trouble every single day. That's number one. Number two, guess what? I said open phones. Get up off your fat half moons, Ruth. Call in and bring the topic up. I've said it millions of times on this show. I can't cover everything. And we're only in hour 2. Which means that there's a lot of time left. All right, let's go to Joe, who's hanging on the cell phone. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Always enjoyed your show.
Thanks.
Occasional call in. I just wanted to say that actually there were a couple of things I wanted to ask you about, but I watched the debate that's going on the Iraq War supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
And impressed me, even though I know that the Democrats, what they're doing is pragmatic in the probably in the long run, too, I was very impressed once again to see women step up to the plate. There were three or four congresswomen who on principle alone could not support the vote for this funding because they say that if you can't support the war, if you truly principally cannot support the war, then how can you support the funding? And I have been so impressed by many of our female politicians, many of our leaders, actually women in general surrounding the issue of leadership in this country in the last 6 or 7 years have really stepped up to the plate in a way a lot of people I don't think really recognize. So I just wanted your feedback on that. What did you think about a principle or be a pragmatist?
First of all, I think you're right about women. I think you're absolutely right. And there are a lot of times where I think to myself, we would be better off if women ran everything. And I don't only mean that not only here, but I mean across the globe. Because they're not so much in a hurry to go duke it out as men seem to be.
Exactly.
Okay, now, on the funding issue. I think, and a lot of people are not going to like this answer, I think that you have to be, to a certain degree, pragmatic. Here's the reason why. The way things are set up now, we have the House of Representatives. So we can get anything done that we want in the House. That's not the case in the Senate. And in order to get anything that means anything, you got to woo some members of the GOP. You got to do it not only in the House, but because it helps you in the Senate, but you also got to do it in the Senate as well. And you're not going to get those members of the GOP to help you out if you don't do something that's pragmatic. Now, I know that there is...
I'm convinced purgatory is a place called the U.S. Senate.
Well... No, it's not purgatory. What the problem here is that we don't have... All right, first of all, we're stuck with this guy Lieberman, okay? Which I just said a couple of minutes ago. We had to kick him out. Okay, that's number one.
Joe.
All right. Then the other thing is we don't have votes there. And what we need to endeavor to do is we need to endeavor to change that situation in 2009. So we got to work really hard on that. We got to make sure that Congressman Udall becomes our next senator. We have to help across the United States to get this done. But we have to realize that our institutions have checks and balances and that democracy will and does work. But the thing is we have to make it work. And we don't have the votes in the Senate to make it happen. And this is not the first time that we've faced this. And this is not the first time the GOP has faced the situation that they faced in the House. What, would the Democrats have control of Congress for something like 34 years?
Yeah.
So we have to work with what we have.
I think the women I've seen, I mean, at least they seem to have a spine. You know what I mean? In a lot of respects, I mean, it just seems that they are the ones who are saying, ultimately, this is where you're going to go.
Well, the great thing about them is you can put them in a room with other women, and those other women can be of the opposing party, and 95% of them will not throw names around at each other. They'll sit down and work something out. Men, for some reason, seem to be at times incapable of doing that. Joe, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
You got it, man. Take care.
Okay, take care. We'll continue here on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Oh, wait a minute. We got Christy Harvey coming up from the Center for American Progress. All right, we'll take your calls after 8:30 here. We'll be right back.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostic. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where the House is moving towards a vote in just a few hours to force President Bush to change course in Iraq, attaching to the bill that pays for the war a requirement that U.S. combat forces be out within 18 months. Virginia Democrat James Moran.
The Congress is going to end this war, this fiasco that we never should have begun.
Republican Patrick McHenry is outraged by the plan and by the billions added to the bill to try to gain votes.
$120 million for shrimp. How does that help our men and women in harm's way?
President Bush has promised to veto this bill if it gets to him, but that wouldn't end things because he still would have to come back to Congress for the money to keep paying for the war. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Overseas, a deputy prime minister of Iraq was wounded in a suicide bombing as he was leading Friday prayers. 8 other people were killed. Iranian ships have seized British sailors who were conducting routine boarding operations in Iraqi waters. The sailors were crewmen on Commodore Nick Lambert's frigate.
My immediate concern, obviously, is for my people. I've got 15 sailors and Marines who've been arrested by the Iranians, and my immediate concern is that they are their safety.
Here at home, some towns are taking extraordinary steps to deal with the fallout from a wave of home foreclosures. CBS's Barry Bagnetto has that.
Communities all over are spending millions keeping up homes left vacant by the mortgage crisis. One of the nation's highest foreclosure rates, Cleveland.
Vacant houses and boarded up houses just everywhere on street blocks.
Janelle James with the East Side Organizing Project involved in an anti-blight fight.
Rehabbing these houses and then looking at pre-screened homeowners and then getting them back into a loan product through a local bank here that doesn't make predatory loans.
Many officials say the problem has not yet peaked. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
A change in the Medicaid law is forcing some college women to pay more for birth control. Dr. Hugh Jessup at the Indiana University Health Center says the change could have serious consequences.
If you start compounding what would happen with a pregnancy, no insurance, I think you can start to see that this could have a life-changing effect on somebody if they got pregnant.
John Edwards is back on the road moving ahead with his White House campaign, even though his wife's cancer has come back. Politico.com's Jim Vandehei says Mrs. Edwards' condition could resonate on the campaign trail.
Smart politicians savvily play the cards that they're dealt, and in this case, there's an opportunity for the Edwards campaign, you know, to humanize this campaign and to show voters that they understand the problems that a lot of families are going through.
The Associated Press reports that former Deputy Secretary of the Interior Stephen Griles will plead guilty today to one count of obstruction of justice in the Washington lobbying scandal. Griles is the highest-ranking administration official tied to the scandal. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 29 points. NASDAQ is up 3. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Saida. How can I assist you today?
I would like to go to Charleston Court, Ohio.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you.
Okay.
Introducing OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. Just press the OnStar button and tell the advisor your destination. The route will be sent to your vehicle, and an automated voice will guide you through every turn.
You know, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your turn-by-turn services.
I'm an old hand at this, and I've been using it for about a week, and I love it.
Great.
No need to print out driving directions or hassle with a portable GPS device.
As soon as we disconnect, this turn-by-turn will begin.
Thank you very much.
Turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system, and it's available on many new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles. To learn more, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
In half a mile, turn right onto Lake Street.
Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. May not be available in certain areas.
This news sponsorship is brought to you by eBay.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police have now opened an internal investigation after officers failed to file a report about a hate crime. Seems a 24-year-old New Yorker was visiting friends in Denver on St. Patrick's Day when he was attacked on the 16th Street Mall. The man, who's gay, says he was wearing a gay emblem at the time. He claims two cops restrained the suspect but refused to make an arrest or file a report. Now police are relying on the public for tips in finding the attacker and the woman he was with.
This is a crime we should have a full report on. We're looking into it so that we can open an investigation right there. Now we're kind of going backwards and saying, okay, what transpired here? And we're asking the community to help us.
The victim says he asked the cops three times to arrest the suspect, but the officers didn't even get the suspect's name. Meanwhile, one of two University of Colorado students arrested in an assault on two gay men on the Pearl Street Mall has been charged in Boulder with second-degree assault and taking part in a bias-motivated crime. The other suspect was charged on Wednesday. And Boulder police have busted a major drug ring, arresting a 22-year-old man near the Pearl Street Mall who claimed to be the boss of a heroin ring. Cops say the group may be behind a recent rash of drug overdoses.
You know, as time goes by, occasionally there's a batch of heroin that goes through that's more fatal, and you'll see a rise in overdoses.
Since January, at least six people have died in Boulder County as the result of ODs. And jurors in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio have the day off because the judge has recessed the trial until Monday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, traffic's pretty jammed up along southbound 25 from just before Highway 36 all the way to I-70 and then toward downtown, so expect delays there. Had an earlier crash near 6 that's gone, so we may have another issue in the area. Conditions have improved a bit from I-20th to 84th. Southbound lanes of 225 also seeing stop-and-go traffic right now from Parker to Yosemite, and that rollover crash still tying up Santa Fe at Bayard near Alameda. Weather today, increasing clouds by afternoon with showers possible and a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with thunder showers over the metro and a low of 40. And right now, mostly cloudy, 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for their supersonic breakfast burrito. Eggs, cheese, sausage, onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and tater tots. It's everything.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Rocky Balboa, The Holiday, Blood Diamond, and Aragon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the foreclosure prevention hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado in Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8077. It's after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms today. High 69. Oops. Ruth, who emailed me that email, she claims, well, we didn't talk about the situation in Boulder. Oh. John M. just had it on the news. Whoops. All right, it's time for Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, who has a resume as big as all of the emails released by the Justice Department. We just can't go over all the things she's done, but she does operate MikeCheckRadio.org. Check it out. Great source of news. I use it every morning. Christy, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. No discussion at all today about Pinks Out Loud because you have it on your TiVo and you haven't seen it.
Exactly. I have Japanese class on Wednesdays. I had a dinner last night, and so I'm saving it for this evening. So don't tell me what happened.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
I haven't seen it either yet.
Oh, good. Good. I thought you were going to be mad at me for not being a true Pink supporter and canceling everything to watch.
No, TiVoing and DVRing is perfectly okay. And what happened to us was I had it on DVR, but the DVR box broke down. So the guy had to replace it, and I lost it, but I got it back again, and we are previewing it in the comfort of our home this evening.
Excellent, excellent.
Okay. And Mary is mailing your genuine Pink's shirt today.
I am so excited about that. I really am. I'm going to wear it all the time, everywhere.
So we'll either go next year to Brandemere or wherever it is to see the show done live, or I'll get us in some other location and we'll all meet, like in Paradise, Arizona or something.
That sounds fantastic. I will book my ticket the second you tell me.
And we can hang out and I'll con Rich into letting us, like, stand behind him while he does the negotiating.
So we can wave on TV.
So we can go, you know, I think this is... Now, you got to give this guy 1.5 because this is fair. God, how he talks those people into doing that stuff. All right, let's talk about what's going on. And I haven't touched much on this morning, so I figured I'd save it, and you and I would just do it together. Elizabeth Edwards announces yesterday that her cancer is back, but the campaign's going to go on. The news media blew this one yesterday by giving us all information that John Edwards was going to suspend his campaign, but instead, that didn't happen. Okay, is John Edwards, and I hate to ask this question because I feel bad for him and his family and for her, of course, and what can you say? I mean,
it's absolutely tragic. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Sad story.
But is he doing like the right thing?
I think he is. And first, though, let's talk about what happened yesterday, because I think this is a really interesting phenomenon, because there is this new website here in Washington called Politico.com. And what they took the best reporters from the Washington Post and Time Magazine, put them together and said, come up with something that's part newspaper, part blog. And so far, they've been doing this amazing, stellar job because they were the immediacy of bloggers while they had the gravitas of actual reporters and journalists. But yesterday, we saw it get away from them. And I think that is the problem that a lot of people don't realize. Blogs are cool and magic and out there, but they can be really, really, really wrong. And so when they printed this rumor that they only had one source for, one guy said, hey, I heard... and then all of a sudden it's on CNN and MSNBC and it's everywhere. It just shows that you got to be careful with the whole blogging thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting wrinkle in this whole story. But I do think that the Edwards are doing the right thing. And I think they explained it the best that they could in that, you know, they've got two choices right now. They roll over and dedicate their lives to being sad and waiting for something to happen with the cancer, or they stand up, they say, you know what, this is a glitch, we're going to keep on trucking, we're going to keep our heads high and just do what we got to do, and running for president makes us happy, running for president makes us feel like we have this grand purpose, and we're going to keep doing it. I think that was great.
I do too. I had a cancer survivor. A woman called me yesterday in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour and said, you got to keep going. You got to push. You got to keep moving ahead. You can't give up life. And I think she's absolutely right. And I applaud the Edwards. I mean, yesterday was one of the top 10 moments in politics in the last 10 years.
I'm with you on that, and especially because it didn't, like, a lot of the right wing is trying to spin this a little bit, like, oh, John's being so selfish, he's keeping running for president even though he has a sick wife. But I think if you watched that press conference at all, you saw that was not the case, that Elizabeth Edwards is saying, this is not going to lick me, this is not going to kick us down, I want to keep doing this, both for myself, for my husband, and for the country, let's go. So I thought that they did a really good job of sort of getting ahead of what the right wing was going to try and slam them with, which was, oh, he's a bad father, he's a bad husband, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I agree. And only the really, really sensational, out there, creepy, weird right-wing talking heads like Limbaugh, Savage,
Isn't that most of them?
Yeah, Hannity and the rest of them. They're the ones that are getting on and making disgusting comments. And as Oberman pointed out last night, Limbaugh's comments about Ed Roots would get a bump in the polls. And,
and
that whole thing. Yeah, you know, I was talking to Murray about this last night. When I worked and did nights on WLS, I used to say really out and when I worked here in this town 11 years ago in Cahow, I used to say really outrageous and nasty things. But I would never do that. I would never say anything about a person who had something like cancer. But I used to say, but it wasn't, a lot of it wasn't partisan.
Right.
Based. It was just kind of outrageous and kind of insulting and kind of like shocking. And I said to Mary last night, I said, well, you know, I did it because it got attention and it was kind of fun and I would get people to listen. But then at some point I couldn't do it anymore. But when you look at these folks, you know something? That's exactly what they're doing.
It's trying to get, like you said, it's trying to get attention by topping the last outrageous thing you said with a new outrageous thing that's going to make more people upset. And, you know, there's no realism to it. There's no truth to it.
No, and it gets worse by the minute and by the hour going after somebody who takes her very serious disease and makes it a public issue and sets an example for people to follow all over the country and the globe on how to deal with it, and it just shouldn't go there.
Well, exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree. 8:15. Well, I agree with myself. 8:15, 15 minutes after 8. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Gates wanted to close Gitmo, but Gonzalez kept it open, and there's also, what is this about? He kept it open because they wanted to put kids there. Now, I've had people tell me that there are kids there.
Oh, well, that was sort of two different things. He wanted, the first story is he fought very, very hard to keep Guantanamo open. And when Gates came in, he said, look, this is a huge black eye. It is a huge black eye for the country. You and I have talked about this.
I mean, absolutely.
Terrorists use it as a recruitment tool. That right there should make us go, oops. Let's change it. That's a bad thing. We don't want to recruit for the terrorists. And so Gonzalez just fought it and fought it. And if you think about it, I mean, he's the one who came up with the whole what is torture? It has to cause organ failure or it's not really torture. And he's the guy who said, well, you know, the Geneva Conventions are quote-unquote quaint. You know, they're cute, but we don't have to deal with them. So I honestly think that Guantanamo Bay is a product of Alberto Gonzalez. I really see that as his baby, his evil, deformed, bad baby.
What I heard, though, is Dick Cheney was the one who was pushing keeping it open.
He's the one who has really wanted this also the whole way along, and he's been able to use Alberto Gonzalez as the henchman to come up with the legal rationales. So, that was just sort of strange and odd and nasty, very, very nasty. But then yesterday, Gonzalez went on television, and they were asking him, you know, are you going to resign? Are you going to quit? Are you going to fold to the pressure of absolutely everybody in this country and step down because you're bad at your job? And he said, well, I am not going to resign because I owe it to the children to keep going on with my job.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not Guantanamo for the children.
Yeah.
He's keeping his job, and he's going to fight for things like to keep the terrible Guantanamo Bay prison open, you know, but it's not for himself and it's not for his own personal glory. It's for the children, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the line he's pushing. And now he's on a public affairs. That's not the right word. He's on a publicity.
Junket. How about junket?
Junket in charge to try to rehabilitate his image. And yesterday I had found out that he was going to be on one of the conservative radio stations here, which we happen to own, and it's KOA, I don't mind saying it, and that, what was his express purpose for getting on? Well, his express purpose for getting on was to talk about online pornography and the threat to children and the Supreme Court decision when he's got all of this swirling around him. And how did they get him as a guest? Well, At first, somebody told me that Fox News had done it. And so I thought, well, oh, really? Fox
is
out.
That's just crazy.
You know, yeah, Fox is out pimping guests for the government, for the administration. Well, I wouldn't put it past them. But then I found out that, no, it wasn't Fox. I'd gotten the information wrong. But it was a PR firm. Oh, okay, so we know that the government employs and spends a gazillion bucks a year on PR firms. So now Gonzalez and the Justice Department go to a PR firm to get him booked on radio stations that talk to their quote-unquote core audience. And they're using a PR firm. Well, guess who's paying for the PR firm? You and I are, and all the rest of us who think that this guy is in over his head and should get out, and that something bad has been done here, like obstruction of justice, and we're paying for a PR firm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're basically paying the government to try to trick us into getting past, you know, the bad things that Alberto Gonzalez has done. He's not out to talk about kiddie porn. He's out there to try and start to look like a good guy because everybody's mad at him because he did a bad thing. And so basically, when you sign your tax check this April, keep in mind that the government is going to take a portion of that money to try to trick you. It's like what they did back when they were coming up with those fake newscasts a couple of years ago,
right,
and they were using the PR firm. It's like when they gave all that money to Armstrong Williams to try and trick us into thinking that No Child Left Behind was better than it was. You know, it's that's nasty.
Yeah, where is Armstrong these days, by the way?
I don't know. yeah, I think he crashed and burned with that one.
Yeah, I think it kind of destroyed his credibility that he had taken money from the government. And I don't care whether you're conservative or you're liberal or you have no political orientation. I mean, you have no leanings. You consider yourself to be in the middle. You consider yourself to be moderate. You consider yourself to be disenfranchised. I think every taxpayer would say that the government does not need to hire PR firms. And it doesn't make any difference what administration we have. Bush, Clinton, Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, anybody.
Well, and especially nowadays when we're out of cash. You know, look at the state of Georgia has to shut down their health care program for little kids because the government won't give it any more money. But yet they're spending all the big bucks on hiring fancy PR firms? No. Put the money where it actually does something good and not, you know, to try and help your boy Alberto out of hot water.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. And I don't understand why more people don't really make an issue out of this and why there's no examination and explanation as to why the government has to have PR firms that are paid by our tax dollars. And as I said once before, I don't think this is a partisan issue. I think it's a bipartisan issue because it shouldn't be done under any administration. All right. We need to talk about this. The British have had a ship seized, I believe, and also five or six sailors.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't get a ship, but I believe they did. And they were seized by Iran. You've also got a story today about U.S. ups arms sales to Iran's rivals. Okay, isn't that inflaming things in the area? How is that going to work out?
Well, this, I think, is just sort of scary because the lesson that I thought I had learned from what's going on in Iraq is when we tried to give big, fancy, expensive weapons to our quote-unquote allies in Iraq, half the time they ended up in the enemy hands, used against us. And I think that can also happen, you know, throughout the Middle East. You know, you sell a lot of arms to Kuwait and the UAE and Egypt or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're being pointed back at us because I just don't think that we understand the fluidness of the situation over there as much as we should. Plus, you're right. You know, isn't that just pouring gasoline on the fire that is about to rage in the Middle East? It just seems like this would make things a lot worse when we are using the Middle East as a way to make some cash by selling a lot of weapons. It just doesn't seem to make any logical sense if the end result is supposed to be, you know, peace, happiness, and understanding.
No, I don't really... You know, this is, once again, it's another case where can't these people read the region? Don't they see what's going on here? Don't they understand that arming all of these folks to the teeth, that somewhere, I mean, history indicates that what ends up happening is that it turns right back around and gets you. And yet they're still going to do it anyway.
Well, and isn't it going to freak Iran out when they finally realize that we're arming everybody around them? I mean, that's not, that's just like poking Iran in the eye with a stick and saying, what you going to do about it? Instead of saying, okay, let's everyone settle down, take a deep breath, and figure out how to not make this situation go nuclear, either figuratively or literally.
This administration, I think, wants to goad Iran into some kind of confrontation.
Oh, I think you're dead on with that. I really do.
They really do. Because if they didn't want to have this, if they didn't want to go through all of this, if they wanted Iran to chill out and shape up, then they would stop all of this about them. But they can't get over their fixation about them. Everything for a while in Iraq was Iran's fault suddenly. They make these bellicose statements, and then, on top of that, this story comes out. So now, if you're sitting in Tehran, and maybe you don't like Ahmadinejad, no, maybe you don't like the religious rule, maybe you'd like to see something else, maybe you'd like to really have some democracy, maybe you'd like some freedom, but your first instinct is survival and nationalism, so you turn around and say, well, Ahmadinejad and the mullahs, well, they got a point. These guys, they really want to kill us. So we have to band together behind them, and we have to support them. Which is the same argument that the GOP makes here.
Oh, absolutely. It's true. And I think, did you see, you know how the former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton, is all over the place these days? He was on Stephen Colbert the other night.
Oh, he got his head handed to him by John Stewart.
Oh, that's what it was. It was on John Stewart. That was phenomenal. But I thought he sort of, he gave us a little bit more than the White House, I think, wanted him to. Because he's out there and he is saying, absolutely out there, saying, what we need now is regime change in Iran. He's not even bothering to change the language going into Iraq. He's just scribbling out the Q and putting it in an N. We need a regime change in Iran, and they want us to come there, and they're going to greet us with flowers and candy, and it's going to be easy, and let's go do it. And I think that that's what the White House really wants to do. But they know that too many of us have not been fully lobotomized since 2002 and 2003, and we remember how we were tricked. And so I think instead they're going to try to, you know, just, like I said, poke Iran with a stick a little bit and get it good and mad, and then say, hey, they came after us first. Does that sound too conspiracy theorist?
No, I think it's absolutely, I think you're absolutely right there. I mean, I think that's exactly what's going on. All right, we run out of time, and I wanted to talk about Congress versus Bush, but we'll have to do that either next week or something big develops. Maybe I'll tap you during the week next week.
Fantastic.
Because I love having you on. And, okay, we have to compare notes next week. Well, actually, we'll have two editions of Pink's to compare notes about because we've got the one that you and I haven't seen.
Right.
And we've also got another new one coming up next week. Well, actually, there's two new ones, one on Wednesday and I think another one later on in the week. So there's Pink's and Pink's all out. So we'll talk about that a little bit next week, too. Christy, have a marvelous week. And
thanks
for being on.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll talk to you. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, 826, 26 minutes after 8. Here's Gina Michaels with traffic progress, or lack of.
Thanks, Jay. Well, as we head out of the rush hour, we still have a lot of traffic stacked across the city. That includes southbound I-25, approaching I-70 and into the downtown area. Southbound 225, getting into the tech center there, Parker, toward Yosemite. And we have a lot of traffic on those eastbound routes as well. Eastbound C-470, Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. Eastbound 6, Sheridan toward I-25. Of course, we're still dealing with this rollover crash at Santa Fe and Bayard. That's right near Alameda, so steer clear of that intersection. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible today. High of 64. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the tuna sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care. Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cards and light trucks.
Hey, we're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf about getting silver dollars risk-free. These are real?
Real vintage Morgan silver dollars. Here's the scoop. First Federal is releasing rolls of silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And anyone who wants to examine a roll of these classic Morgan silver dollars can do so risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. Genuine silver dollars struck at the historic New Orleans Mint and guaranteed to be over 100 years old.
Wow, it's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Exactly. Many U.S. silver coins were melted down in the 70s, and they're becoming more sought after every day.
And how can we get a roll of these beauties risk-free?
I'd say call First Federal. I know if you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with each roll of Morgans.
Okay, folks, to examine these silver dollars risk-free and get that free silver coin, here's the number, 1-800-900-0442. Again, 1-800-900-0442. 1-800-900-0442.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The House is debating the war funding bill. Do the Democrats have the votes to pull the troops out? We'll get the latest. And the Senate has authorized subpoenas for Karl Rove and others. What's the next move? Will Rove actually be ordered to testify? And the Sweet 16 is underway. We'll give you our picks on the NCAA basketball tournament as we head to the Final Four. We'll take your calls in the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Happy Friday to you, and good morning. AM 760, your Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 69. Jay Marvin here. All right, we'll go back to open phones. Anything you want to talk about, which means anything you want to bring up. And it doesn't have to be about Iran, Iraq, Alberto Gate, whatever. It can be about anything. I don't care. 303-713-7600. And I got four open lines. And here's the thing. Okay, when I say I don't care, I mean within the bounds of normalcy and decency. But whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever's bothering you, and even right now as we speak, they're debating funding for the war in Iraq in the House. I want to get this in. Coming up Monday, March the 26th, that's this Monday, AM 760, we're going to be helping out the Colorado Humane Society. So join us here at our studios, 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver. That's in the tech center. We're going to have a pet food drive for the Colorado Humane Society, and we're going to do the show live from outside. The Colorado Humane Society is forced to throw out 98% of its canned food because of the recall. They can only, and we can only, accept Royal Canin, a dog or a cat food, Nine Lives and Whiskers brands of canned cat food, and Pedigree brand of canned dog food. We'll also accept cash donations, blankets, and towels, and we'll have dogs here up for adoption. Plus, Mary's going to come down, and she's going to bring Coco and Jackson. So you can meet the Walsh Corgi and the Minpin. And we're going to be out there broadcasting live between 6 and 10. That's Monday morning. So stop by on your way to work. Or better yet, call work and tell them you're sick. Skip it. Workers of the world, relax. Just come over and join us. And help us out and help the Colorado Humane Society out. That's 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver at the Tech Center, which is where we are. And we'll see you out there on Monday. And Gina has even talked about making an appearance.
Of course.
So Gina's going to be there, too.
I'm going to come by and say hi and bring some food.
Okay, so it's going to we're all going to get out there and have a good time and help the Colorado Humane Society. Right?
Excellent.
I think it's a good idea. Okay, open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, and let's have some good Democratic dialogue. Right now, Gina will dialogue about the traffic.
Yeah, it's looking much, much better. We did have a crash eastbound 6th at Federal, so that was really bogging down your commute out of Lakewood, but it looks like that's been moved out of traffic. Southbound 25 was pretty jammed getting through the I-70 corridor. That's starting to shake loose as well. Southbound lanes of 225, you may still see some heavy traffic there from Parker down toward Yosemite. Weather outlook today.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performance is Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Is going to be our guest again, talking about his goals to cut Colorado high school dropout rate in half. We're going to tell you what to do and some cool things to go see in the LGBT community. Gregory H. Squared and more. It's this Sunday on the Out Loud Radio Show. See you then.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Here for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at internetbusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at internetbusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to internetbusiness360.com. That's internetbusiness360.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little Zeppelin. Does that sound like one of those FM disc jockeys? Leaves are falling off.
Oh, yeah. Wheels up. Okay, on a two for Tuesday.
Trouble is, most of these FM music stations, there's nobody there. These are all voice-tracked. Some guy in some other town is doing it. It's not like the old days. You know, the disc jockey used to sit there, play songs, pick up teenage girls on the phone. I have no knowledge of any of that behavior. 8:38. It's 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you, a chance of the high today, 69. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll flat get it on. Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you? It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is a beautiful day. You know, you were advertising a Chevy Lumina a minute ago, and I was driving behind one.
Bah! What are the chances of that?
What are the
what
odds?
What are the chances of that?
The synergy is amazing.
It's bizarre, man. We must have been, like, exchanging mental waves or something through the radio. That's weird. Okay, what's up?
I have a very brief point.
Okay.
One of the primary challenges that we face in stopping funding to the war is this red herring dialogue about, are you funding the troops or are you not funding the troops? My idea is this. Put conditions on funding that, one, stops all construction projects in Iraq today. Stops them all. So everybody who is profiting from this war has to stop profiting tomorrow. There are no more new funding for new projects. If you pull money from the people who are building the infrastructure, the people who are making money off setting up the oil industry, then all of a sudden I think you'd get a lot of attention from people to there'll be a lot less interest in continuing with this war if there's a lot less money to be made.
You know what I think about that? I think you should take that and write that down, and I think what you ought to do is you ought to send that to Senator Salazar, Senator Allard, and any other congressperson or senator that strikes your fancy. I think that's really a great idea. I really do. Because you're right. You're right. There would be tons of internal pressure, and people would be totally and completely, I mean, it would be all over the media. It'd be great.
And it would be fun for one reason. If you could sit on the White House switchboard and
yes.
listen to the calls that came in for the next, 2 weeks, that would be great.
Exactly right. I mean, there people would go nuts. And you know what? That's great. And there's so much corruption there and so much profiteering and so much BS going on and so much political connections. Time has come to do something about that.
And there's another element. You could also require immediate accounting before any projects go forward. So they'd have to tell you what they spent all their money on. And the BS excuses like we didn't use Western-style accounting, which is code for we bribed a bunch of people and we don't know who we really gave money to. That's just not acceptable. You know, the Paul Bremer methodology of accounting.
Yeah, I don't think it's acceptable either. And it goes back to this old thing of, okay, that's your tax dollars, that's my tax dollars, that's everybody's tax dollars. And why does this focus have to be a partisan issue? I mean, can anybody like answer that question for me? Why does this have to be a partisan issue?
And that's a great question.
And here's the reason. I mean, what are you saying to me, that conservatives, they're always crowing about fiscal responsibility, and there's a large grain of truth in that statement. How come they don't come forward and say, wait a minute, where's all this money going?
I think the answer to your question is we are not honest about the function of our government, the function of money in government, and even the function of this war as it relates to the financial elements to it, the profiteering that's happening, the fact that, you know, I'm sure you've probably read Greg Palast's stuff about what happened in Iraq, and it's really interesting because the reason that Iraq was a cluster is because the greed that was traversing within the White House, people were the infighting that was happening to try to determine which ideology and which group was going to make money off it. And according to Greg Palast, the oil companies won.
Well, okay, let me just challenge that for a second. Do you think that we're not honest about government funding, or do you think that, and this is being partisan, but do you think that the GOP is not honest about it? And the reason I ask that is because they have sold all of us and have sold the entire country for years on this whole thing about, well, we don't, you know, We have fiscal responsibility. We're not for enlarging the government. We fear an imperial presidency. I mean, that's old-time conservatism, and now look where they are. They're exactly the opposite, and they don't want to confront any of that.
Well, I think there's a lot there. I believe they hold kind of the hypocrisy of a position that 40 years of evidence from, I guess it was 40 since Reagan took office?
Yeah.
Nearly 40 years of evidence proves to be exactly the opposite. What they do is they use the they use the tax system to pay back their constituency. They use it to, and then they borrow money from the future in order to drive the economy rather than truly driving the economy. But I think that if you go and you look at who funds what candidates, that there's plenty of responsibility to go around to the fact that my personal belief is that Hillary Clinton can't be an honest candidate because she's beholden to the financial institutions that contribute to her campaign. So all this double talk is really just her dancing around trying to manage to her constituents, her real constituency, and appeasing her public constituency.
I think that's a large part of it. I think we have to admit to ourselves that Democrats are stuck in this thing the same as Republicans. We just don't get as much money as they get, and we have to wean ourselves off of it. And I think one of the ways to do that is for us to use the Internet and for everybody to step forward and chip 25, 15, 60 bucks or whatever it is you can come up with and chip it in, and you help out people. You know, you help out the DNC, and you also help out people locally here who are running races. Congressman Ed Perlmutter will have to face re-election again, and we need to start critically thinking about raising money for him. Mark Udall has got a senatorial campaign coming up, and we need to show the rest of the United States that we can step up to the plate and that these folks can attract funds. And I'm not saying that Udall or Perlmutter take money from large corporations. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to demonstrate that, and when we demonstrate that, maybe our model will catch on more and more, and the DNC will wake up, and what they'll do is they'll start to push these interests out and stop taking money from them, so then they then have to turn around and be beholden to them. I think that's a big thing. I want to say one other thing to you too before we move on, before I have to go. You know, I think Democrats have got to step up and have got to say, and even independents, okay, or moderates, they've got to stand up to these guys, these people, men and women, in the GOP, who keep saying the same thing over and over again. We have to support the troops. We need to say to them, stop pimping the troops. Stop whoring them and wrapping yourself up in them, because your voting record over the last 6 years and the last since you had control, since 94, indicates that you really don't give a damn about them.
Can I make 2 points?
Sure.
Before you go? Number one, I laugh at your comment about them pimping the troops, because it's really true and it's really funny. And what they are doing is every day, every single day that they keep this dialogue of are you supporting them or are you not going on, young people are dying for what amounts to either ideological or economic advantage for American corporations and or politicians that are supported by them. That's number one. And that is a deep moral tragedy to me. The second thing is I agree with your statement on finance campaign for today in terms of people contributing and raising the voice of the common man. But I think in the end, I would only agree to that with the caveat that those people would then go to Congress and work to get either publicly funded elections or elections where money was not the driving element, because as long as it's the driving element, other entities with more money will always have more power than entities with less.
I agree, but the thing is, what we got to do is we got to step up to the plate and push those folks out and demonstrate that we can be a powerful economic motivator and that we need to be listened to, and then we'll get what we want. Mark, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
303-713-7600. It's open phones. Yeah, I wish we had... What's that song by Cream? Oh, I can't think of the name. About the... I think it's an old blues song, too, about stepping to my my big bad car or whatever it is. You know the song I'm talking about? I can't remember the title of it. Because that song fits Dick Cheney and the GOP. Because they're like huge, huge pimps when it comes to the troops. 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 69. Gina, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still have a few slow pockets. Eastbound 270, as usual, from I-76 down toward Quebec. Southbound 225 was dragging a bit right into the tech center there after Parker. And southbound 25 continues to be fairly tough getting into the downtown area, 58 towards Spear. Looks like we have all of our wrecks cleared, though, and we can just enjoy the rest of the commute. Weather today, increasing clouds. Looks like we'll have afternoon showers by this afternoon and this evening, and a high of 64, low of 40 tonight. Right now, mostly cloudy, 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, Senator Bernie Sanders. Our Brunch with Bernie segment. Every Friday, Bernie comes by and takes your call. And as he has for several years now, Jan Crawford is dropping by in her book, Supreme Conflict, the inside story of the struggle for control of the United States Supreme Court. That and the news of the day and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:50, 50 minutes past hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This month I get to say happy birthday to my friends at Select Comfort. That's right, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort turns 20 this month. For 20 years, the Sleep Number bed has been leading the way to improving sleep for all of us. Millions of people across the country have discovered what a difference a Sleep Number bed can make. I know this bed's the answer because Mary and I have had one well past 8 years now. I'm not that good at keeping track of time, but we enjoy every night on it because we get a superior sleep. And with a Sleep Number bed, you're in control of how firm or how soft the mattress will be by simply adjusting your sleep number. This means a better, more comfortable bed and more deep quality sleep. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night. The dual-air chambers and the Sleep Number bed offer you the best option and comfort with reduced pressure points. Plus, each side of the bed adjusts independently so each of you can have your own sleep number. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 39 in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, so how can you lose? Join Select Comfort for their 20th birthday sale, and you'll get a gift. Visit a Select Comfort store today and ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store near you for details, and you betcha we got them. We got them. You betcha. All over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, there are 11 major Select Comfort stores in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new locations, Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1/1/07.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you.
They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're Debt Set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt-free. Discover the secrets that credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about a dollar an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, somebody should make a YouTube ad featuring Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, Wayne Allard, Tom Tancredo, Doug Lamborn, John Boehner, Adam Putnam, and anybody else you want to throw in from the GOP. With their statements about supporting the troops and this song by Cream, Politician, running in the background. Because listen to the lyrics.
I wanna just show you what my politics are.
Yeah, I want to show you what my politics are, so get into my big black car.
I'm a political man.
Oh, and by the way, are you a veteran? Were you in Afghanistan or Iraq? Were you wounded? Are you missing a leg? Well, you can't ride. You got to walk. Missing an arm? Oh, well, we're going bowling. Too bad you can't come. What do you mean you're sleeping on a urine-stained mattress and there are rats and cockroaches? How does that affect me? I don't care. Yeah, you're cannon fodder. That's exactly what it's about, right? That's what Dick Cheney's about.
Yeah.
Troops? I don't think so. How many people are dying in Iraq? Oh, excuse me. You can't see the coffins coming home. We don't put that on TV. Because you don't need to know. Okay. These people are disgusting. Let me go to Roy in Lyons. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Roy, what's up?
How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. Hey, your word is getting around, even up here to the close to the mountains.
Uh-oh.
I was out last night at the Outlaw drinking beer with a Marine who wants to become a journalist.
Hmm.
And this is a guy who is just kind of confused and as, you know, a lot of people are. Well, the world, but you guys are getting the message out.
Well, we're certainly trying.
And I was thinking about another song on that Cream song. There was a song called Badge.
Oh yeah, right.
About driving the car too far.
Yep.
And the main reason I really called in was I'm living over here in Lyons, out of Greeley. All those folks.
Yeah.
And they are probably a little bit on the little bit right of the center over there, but they're good people. And I'm having a difficult time in trying to figure out all this stuff about old time radio and how all these various radio networks are linking together. I'm confused about the difference between Air America and Clear Channel. And there's a radio outlet over there in Windsor, Colorado.
Okay, I'll explain it to you real quick. All right, I'll explain it to you. I only got a couple of seconds.
Sure.
Okay, here's how it works. Clear Channel is a broadcast company unto its own. Air America is a program supplier. We are not an Air America station, okay? We are a progressive talk station. We take programming from Air America. They supply it to us. But we could easily put other progressives on as well. That's how that works. We're separate institutions, but we take the programming that they provide. That's how that works. Roy, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I got to get news. More open phones. Other side. Stick around.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Move from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. House debate is on as a vote nears on an Iraq funding measure that includes a date circled on the calendar for a U.S. troop withdrawal. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Democrats in Congress are raising the ante with this bill that requires President Bush pull U.S. troops out in 18 months. Republican Dan Burton opposes it.
I'm sad for our troops, our valiant troops, who want to win, and you're not going to let them.
But Democrat David Obey says it is for the troops and the country that they have to end the war in Iraq.
That misbegotten, stupid, ill-advised war that has destroyed our influence over a third of the world.
The troop pullout language is attached to a bill providing about $100 billion the Pentagon says it must have quickly to keep paying for the war. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Iraq's deputy prime minister is hospitalized in stable condition after a suicide bomber tried to kill him today. CBS's Alan Pizzi at Baghdad says there is one report a bodyguard may have been responsible.
Everything around here is controlled by armed guards. They're not that good, some of them, and the speculation is that it may well have been an inside job.
9 people were killed in the blast. The British government is demanding Iran free 15 British sailors detained in Iranian territorial waters near Iraq as they were inspecting a merchant ship. The men were crew members of HMS Cornwall, a frigate commanded by Captain Nick Lambert.
Been assured from the scant communications we've had with the Iranians at the tactical level that the 15 people are safely in their hands.
The Pentagon says the sailors were taking part in a routine smuggling investigation. The British Foreign Ministry says it is in urgent talks with Iranian authorities. The housing market is bouncing back at a time of turmoil in the lending business. Let's get more live in this report from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Nick, existing home sales jumped nearly 4% from January to February, the biggest one-month increase in 3 years. A buyer's market, says National Association of Realtors economist David Luray.
Mortgage rates are near cyclical lows, and the economy is still growing and creating jobs.
He warns, though, failing subprime mortgages and rising foreclosures will cut into future sales in Cleveland.
The foreclosure situation is very bad. We have the highest rate in the United States right now.
Janelle James at the Eastside Organizing Project, which is launching an effort to reclaim, rehab, and resell vacated homes. Communities nationwide are spending millions cleaning up after the lending mess. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Not even Houdini could escape the clutches of the tomb, but more than 80 years after his death, relatives of the great magician want his body exhumed to put to rest persistent rumors that he may have been murdered. Great-nephew William Kalu says if Houdini had been poisoned, experts have told him it might be possible to uncover the proof.
In 80 years, there could still be evidence if there indeed was poisoning in the first place, either in the body or in the soil.
It's commonly believed Houdini died of the effects of a burst appendix after being punched in the midsection. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 16 points and the Nasdaq off a fraction. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Call now.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police had a man in custody suspected of attacking a gay man from New York City, but they let the suspect go. Now police are backpedaling to figure out who the suspect was, and they're hoping the community will come forward with a tip. 24-year-old Nima Davari was visiting friends in Denver on St. Patrick's Day. He tells our partners at 9 News he was attacked on the 16th Street Mall because he was wearing a gay pride emblem.
As we passed each other, the male said, "Keep that away from me." And I turned around and said, "Excuse me?" I was like, "Are you kidding?" Like, we were exchanging cards, and then he punched me in the face.
Well, Davari is an amateur boxer. He fought back, managed to restrain the guy until the cops showed up. He told the police he wanted to press charges, but the suspect and a woman with him were let go and no report was filed. Now, Denver PD is reviewing surveillance videos and have launched an internal investigation. State lawmakers are working on a way to bring back discounted gas to ease some of the pain at the gas pump these days. This has been a long-running fight between the courts and lawmakers. Gone are the 10-cent discounts for grocery shoppers at King Soopers and Safeway because the judge says so. Now, a state Senate bill would fix that law at a price. Senator Jim Iskar says he's fighting the bill, though. He says it hurts the little guy.
It's about any small business and their ability to survive a competitor that's got deep pockets.
The bill would allow discounted gas in Colorado counties with at least 200,000 residents. Right now, it appears to have the votes to move on in the state Senate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, you shouldn't run into any major snags around the city. Collision-free right now with the normal slow pockets for this time of the morning. Downtown, southbound 25, 225 southbound into the DTC, and heavier traffic eastbound 6 Sheridan toward the interstate. That was from an earlier crash that is now out of the way. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Give yourself plenty of extra time to find parking. And weather today, increasing clouds. Afternoon showers possible with a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with thunder showers over the metro. Snow.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Chance of thunderstorms and a high of 69. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's time to look at the movies with our buddy Tom Tagney. And Mr. Tagney is a certified, credible movie reviewer and knows everything there is to know about flicks. And, by the way, will represent the United States of America in Paris soon. I don't know, Tom, what you think we're supposed to do while you're in Paris, since you can't phone it in.
Yeah,
what are we supposed to do?
That's still a couple of weeks away. I've got
this Friday and next Friday, then I'm off to Paris for a couple of weeks. But, yeah, you know, Paris is a great, I love Paris. It's a great cinema town. But usually I try not to see too many movies. When I'm on vacation, I like to get away from the film. So unless something drags me away. The great thing about Paris is, I mean, they have just about everything. It's like, you know, it's like Manhattan.
I mean, I've been there. I love Paris. And I was supposed to go to Paris and Le Mans in June. But now I'm, for family reasons, can't do it. So I'm not going.
Well, too bad. Yeah, I think Paris is the greatest city on the planet. And there's,
I agree.
So much, you know, it's just so gorgeous. It's a great art town. It's a great cinema town, and the history alone. I mean, I've read hundreds of books on Paris. I mean, I'm really a Paris obsessive, and I can't wait. I'm chomping at the bit. But that doesn't mean I don't enjoy my life here and movies in general. But when I get to Paris, here's the great thing about Paris. I'm a big Peter Greenaway fan. You know, a somewhat obscure avant-garde, you know, British filmmaker. I go to Paris, and every one of his, you know, like 10 films is playing on some screen. I mean, it's just incredible kind of offerings. And then you got, of course, the great Cinematheque as well. It's a great place for movie fans, but that's not why I'm going to Paris.
Well, I agree. It's I love it, and I love the French, and I love the Left Bank, and I just dig them.
Yeah, that's great. Although the French they're not the most popular people over here in the States.
Well, I don't give a damn about whether they're popular here or not. I don't care. So
exactly.
What? What does that have to do with it? Because what? Because these jerks in Congress, we'll have to get rid of freedom fries in the cafeteria. And guy who said, how about this? The guy who stood up during that time and said, oh, I'm going to take my Grey Poupon out of the cupboard. Guess where he is?
Yeah.
He doesn't get any Grey Poupon because he's in the slammer. That's Duke Cunningham.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I know. It only makes us look bad when we start, complaining about other people. I cringe. I'm so glad we sort of passed through that that era, and we're back on the straight and narrow. And I'll be proudly, representing the positive side of America when I get to France.
Good for you. Oh, by the way, speaking of French, the French. Have you ever seen the little short movie called Rendezvous?
Yeah, it's a. Let me see. Who's? I know I've seen it. Is Juliette Binoche in that?
No.
It's an early Andre Téchiné film, I think.
I may have the title wrong, and somebody can call and correct me on that. It's either Rendezvous or Le Rendezvous or something like that. And it is about this French filmmaker, and I can't think of his name now, who has this Ferrari. Mounts a camera on the back of the car, and at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, before the sun comes up, goes out and hires a Formula One driver to get behind the wheel. He drives the car through the streets of Paris at like 150 or 175 miles an hour. He's running red lights. He's on the wrong side of the street. So he films the thing, and I'm not going to say how it ends. And it runs out. The film runs out. And then, whatever. And then there's the ending.
Yeah.
But anyway, he goes and screens it and ends up throwing it. And the French authorities confiscate the film and throw him in jail.
Yep. I have seen that. And I don't remember the name. It might be Rendezvous. There's another French film called Rendezvous. But, that's spectacular. Now, how did you happen to see that?
Because it is considered to be a cult classic among sports car and motor race fans.
Yep.
That's why. And so I have a copy of it because somebody said, you will not believe this film.
Very cool.
Buy it. And I had to watch it like three times because I kept thinking, oh, no, this is a fake. But it's real.
Yep.
And it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I can't even remember the circumstances in which I saw it. I think my hunch is that it was probably tagged on at the end of some film festival screening that I saw. But, I have seen it. It's spectacular. Yeah, if you love Paris, that's the thing. You know, even movies, there's actually a movie coming out now called Avenue Montaigne, which I would not recommend to anybody. I just happened to see it. I think it might have been the French Oscar entry for Best Foreign Language Film. It didn't make the final five cut. But, again, the pleasures of that movie are the fact that it's set in contemporary Paris. And so every scene, I mean, even the most mundane scenes, you still have Paris in the background. And if you're an obsessive like I am about it, there's a value to that, even though it's kind of a slick, glossy movie. A movie best sort of intentionally made for the bourgeoisie, I think.
Well, but, I just love everything about them. And one of my favorite people, and then we'll get into films.
Sure.
Because this is a really an obscure reference. And I guarantee you there's nobody out there in this listening audience or any other one that knows who I'm talking about. But I love the French, I don't know if you call him a philosopher or political theorist, Guy Debord.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The whole SI thing is so bizarre and weird and entertaining. And I love reading his stuff on the air. And once I took a passage out of that little slim book of his, I can't think of the name of the book now.
Is it The Society of Spectacle?
Yeah, The Society of the Spectacle.
Yep.
And I started reading it on a radio station to see if anybody could get what I was talking about. And it's like I got no calls. Nobody went to that. Like everybody went to the beautiful music or country station or something. All right.
That's fantastic. We are here to talk movies, and instead we're talking about Guy Debord, who has everything to do with movies, but on a philosophical plane, not on a more mundane, you know, what have you seen in the theater plane. I love that. In fact, since you brought it up, I'm actually reading the book I'm reading right now on Paris. It's called Paris, A Secret History. It's written by a guy whose last book was a biography of Guy Debord.
I read that book.
Everything is coming full circle.
Yeah, I read that book.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course. I've got tons of books on Guy Debord.
That's fantastic. Well, I would highly recommend. I've read hundreds of books on Paris. Secret History came out last year. I'm about halfway through it now, and I'd highly recommend that as well. He's a heck of a writer, and he's telling me things about Paris that I didn't know, and I didn't think there were many things about Paris I didn't know.
Oh, yeah,
excellent.
I'm one of the only talk show hosts we'll run into that is not only into Guy Debord, but also Lefty Frizzell. All right.
Very cool.
Let's get into some films before we run out of time.
Look.
And you're going to have to sell me on this one, okay? You're going to really have to sell me. Reign Over Me, Adam Sandler, with Don Cheadle, and I like Don Cheadle a lot,
good.
But I do not like Adam Sandler. So now, sell me on why I should go see this film.
Well, you know, and I'm happy to report that I do want to sell you on this. First off, I think one way to look at this is Adam Sandler does serious. So it's not your typical, you know, he usually plays sort of, you know, overgrown kids, you know, these guys who just don't want to grow up. Well, in this movie, he's not only all grown up, he's all cracked up. This is a very serious movie. In some ways, it's like maybe Hollywood's first sort of big fictional post-9/11 movie. The premise may sound churlish, but it actually does work. Adam Sandler plays a guy whose wife and two daughters were on one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. So it's 5 years, it's a set in contemporary time, so, you know, 5 or 6 years after the fact, and he is a near catatonic. He was a successful dentist. He is now roaming the streets, not talking to anyone. He looks like a crazy man. He actually, you know, in a lot of ways is a crazy man. Don Cheadle runs into him. He's his old dental school roommate. Makes a connection with him, and the movie is about this sort of oblique friendship. Now, all of this could be good or bad depending on the script, and the script, I think, is really nicely done. It's by a guy named Mike Binder, who's an actor and writer-director. The last thing he did, his first movie that he scripted and wrote was a Joan Allen film called Upside of Anger. I don't know.
Oh, what a great film. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Excellent. Are you kidding me? Well, then, there's your reason to go, because this is another Mike Binder film. He wrote the movie. He has a small role in it, just like he did in Upside of Anger. And he directed the film, and it actually works. You've got this sort of obvious outline. I mean, I think you can probably guess where this movie is going.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a bunch of other films.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, almost every movie can be reduced to kind of a, you know, sort of a cliched story, a narrative arc. So everything depends, the success of the movie depends on how well the characters are observed, how well, you know, the characters are written. And this is a really nicely written movie. Now, here's the thing that I think a lot of people, not everybody is on board with this movie. It's getting mostly good reviews, but the people that are negative about it, they just can't take Sandler. And I'm here to say that Sandler, I think, pulls it off. There's a scene about two-thirds of the way through that Binder really goes, I mean, he dares to put the movie on Sandler's shoulders. I mean, it's a very emotional scene. It might be a hair too long, but he does not try to cover for Sandler and, like, protect him by having all the emotional scenes shot from, like, you know, 40 feet away. This is a full-on, up-close, right-in-the-face kind of a shot, and I really think the risk pays off. Don Cheadle is fantastic. What I like about Don Cheadle's role is, I mean, first off, it sounds like it could be a setup for a comedy, doesn't it? Don Cheadle and Adam Sandler, two dentists. I mean, right there, it just sounds sort of ridiculous.
You know, there's no way on God's green earth that I would let Adam Sandler drill my tooth.
Well, actually, he doesn't get close to a dental office, at least his own, because he's so far gone. But the thing is what Don Cheadle does, Don Cheadle has basically the straight man role in this movie, although it's not a comedy, but he is an earnest dentist who he's kind of leading this dull, bland life, and when he finally hooks up with Adam Sandler, he finds a renewed purpose in his life. I mean, he's happily married and all of that, but it's that he needs something new in his life. But the great thing about it is that Don Cheadle, what I love about Don Cheadle is he may have the most naturalistic delivery of lines in the business. It doesn't matter what you give him, no matter how bland the line seems written on the page, when he delivers it, he gives it a kind of slight inflection that sort of cuts through all the sort of Hollywood gloss and it really seems legitimate. He has a, not really fights, but discussions veering toward arguments with his wife, played by Jada Pinkett Smith, and it's like, it's amazing. He can make the most unsympathetic claims seem earnest and real and believable, and it's a really nice role for Cheadle, and it shows you how good an actor he is. I'm really eager to say that I think Sandler meets him. It's a good match because it seems like a mismatch. Not only is Cheadle comes with his own good baggage, Sandler comes to the screen with his old negative baggage, but the way the two relate, I think, works. I think
okay.
This is a real surprise, and I would recommend it.
All right. I'll think about it. Now.
Mike Binder. Just remember, Mike Binder wrote
it. I know, because I love The Upside of Edgar. Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to park you in the phone zone, because before I let you get out of here, I got to see what kind of sell job you're going to do on this next one, which is TMNT, and I'm not giving this away until we start talking about it, because
perfect.
I got a feeling that there's no way you're selling me into this baby. There's no possible way. Hang on a second.
Will
all
be.
Right? And we'll come back with Tom Tagney, Paris Bound, and also our resident movie critic.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Oh, you how?
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a complimentary tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-300-8052. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's complimentary tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052.
9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Looking for justice? Need a progressive trial lawyer? Then I got to tell you about Mike Turner and his partner, Scott. With years of personal injury experience, these guys have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice. Mary and I have been involved in this. Man, you've got to get somebody who knows what they're doing and somebody who's on your side, just not in your wallet. Wrongful death, auto collision cases. These guys, Mike Turner and Scott, Mike and Scott, are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. As a matter of fact, I'm having lunch with both of them today, as we do every Thursday or Friday, and we'll sit for 2 hours and talk progressive politics and life. They are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. So check out the law offices of Mike Turner. Call them at 303-300-1661 or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Being a lasting business is all about building a relationship. It's like building a lasting marriage. You don't lie to each other, and you should never part angry with each other. So at Ralph Champonda, we try and remember how important our relationship with you, our customer, has to be. It's part of the reason why we've been Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership for years. We depend on you to be our walking advertisements, to tell your friends and families that they can always trust us when it comes to purchasing a good car, and to protect them from getting hurt in a very confusing business. Many people haven't purchased from us the first time because they got caught up in the frenzy of the other deal. But I've heard a lot of them say, "We came back to you because you always told us the truth, and we won't make the same mistake twice." So we're back, and I think that's why we're still here, for people like you. We're your buddy in the car business, Ralph Champonda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at champ.com. Thanks.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
9:24, 24 minutes after 9. Jay Marvin, willing to air out my dirty laundry, Tom Tangney's dirty laundry, and your dirty laundry on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the GOP's dirty laundry, too. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 69. Let's go back to talking about the movies. Okay, Tom, here's the deal on this.
Uh-huh.
If you think, and you want me to go see this film, you better sell your rear off on this, because I'll tell you something. I believe this weekend, at least on Saturday night, I got to be in Weld County for the Weld County Democrats. And then Saturday during the day is another in the Grand Am Rolex series in Homestead, Florida. And I'm passionately devoted to that.
You are?
As well as the American Le Mans series. So, you know what? Chances of me leaving the house while this is on are nil. So go ahead and take your best shot. This is TMNT, the new Teenage Mutant, I'm not kidding you here, Ninja Turtles movie. All right, go ahead.
There you go. Now, you know, it's funny, you've turned me into a flack for Hollywood. Usually people complain I don't like enough films. So it's funny to be suddenly cast in the opposite light as a hack flack. But I'm not pushing this movie too far or too hard, but I think it does have certain pleasures if you come at it with the right frame of mind. First off, I love the fact that it's called TMNT. It's like literally too cool for words. I mean, it's like they don't even want to sully it. Only the people in the know would even get what TMNT stands for. Secondly, what this is, and again, I have no idea, Jay, if you were ever part of the Ninja Turtle movie, phenomenon or not.
I saw the first one and thought it sucked.
Okay, well, then this either will disappoint you or thrill you. The fact that this time they don't have real guys in real rubber suits. It's all animated. It's all CGI. So Raphael and Donatello and Leonardo and Michelangelo, they're all highly sophisticated looking CGI turtles rather than those funny plastic things. However, It's still the same phenomenon. And here's how I'm going to defend this movie. First off, I have a 20-year-old daughter. When I mentioned that I was going to the screening of this, she was back from college on spring break, says, "Oh, I want to go." It is a complete nostalgia trip for kids who are 20. People who aren't old enough to even know what nostalgia is, I think, will like this because it brings back all of their, you know, what it was like to be 5 and 6 again. Because my daughters were, you know, young enough that when we had all the turtles, we saw the cartoon show, we saw the movies and all this. So to actually sit there and watch my nearly all grown up daughter sort of reveling in her childhood, you know, in the seat right next to me, that was worth it. The second thing, and here's the one pitch I might make for you. I've decided that in a lot of ways, this is 300 for kids. It's all CGI, and the movie opens up 3,000 years ago when there are all these thousands upon thousands of rugged warriors, you know, all fighting. And because it's all CGI and done so well, and there's so much fighting in this movie, I actually think this could be like a kiddie gloss on 300, which so far in this early film year, 300 is the movie of the year. Whether you like it or not, it's the movie that's making the most money, it's getting the most talk. So if you want to think of it as a gloss, I would see back-to-back 300 and TMNT, and you actually might find something significantly sociological to say about our country at this time.
All right, 300 maybe. I just haven't found the time.
Yeah.
This movie? No way.
No, and the thing is, and I wouldn't push it too hard. If you don't have kids, if you don't have any kind of personal fascination with it, the one thing I think we are finding out about 300 is that homoerotic warmongering really has, there's an appetite for that out in the world. That's a David Edelstein line.
And no kidding.
Yeah.
And no kidding. And most of it is centered out of one place.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Limbaugh will see this movie at least 80 times, and so will Michael Savage and Hannity, because they can't get enough of human bloodshed.
But you have to. Now, I think we're coming back to Al Gore. Did you hear Al Gore actually reference 300 in his global warming testimony this week?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. I mean, I cringed, but now.
And the Iranians are furious over the movie.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that it's a great conversation piece. And, again, I don't know if you remember, I endorsed it rather than, tried to sort of subvert the film. I mean, I think it's an interesting and distinctive look, but I am amazed at its appeal. And I really do think, I prefer looking at movies from an aesthetic point of view, but I really do think sometimes movies are more interesting when you look at them from a sociological point of view or a political point of view, and 300 is one of those. You go, you know? But the funny thing is that everybody from Al Gore to Rush Limbaugh, we're all identifying with those 300.
Well, let's bring back Guy Debord and see what he would say about it.
Yeah, all right. That's right. Ultimate spectacle. That's what that is.
That's right. The Society of the Spectacle will soon... Oh, see, I haven't looked at it in a long time. The Society of the Spectacle will soon something itself, and whatever. I can't think. I'll have to go look it up.
It's very self-reflexive. But I must say, you probably are the only talk show host in America, not only that, you know, references the name, but knows what is actually Red Sling by Guy Debord. I'm very impressed, Jay.
Well, you know what? Nobody has sent me email yet or called up here and said, oh, yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll tell you what, I would have given my left arm to run with him on the left bank. All right.
Yeah,
quickly,
absolutely.
Quickly, because we're almost out of time. We've got to do this really fast. Color me Kubrick.
Yeah.
John Malkovich, yes or no?
Yes, especially for Kubrick fans. It may not be a great movie. John Malkovich plays a real guy. In fact, it's called based on a true-ish story. Alan Conway was sort of an imposter and pretended that he was Stanley Kubrick while Stanley Kubrick was still alive, and he got a lot of mileage out of it. He was eventually arrested. He was taken to a mental institution. But this movie is written and directed by a couple of real Kubrick assistants, and so they have a lot of fun. The best thing about it is, if you know Kubrick's movies, and I think Kubrick is a cinema god, they use the soundtrack of Kubrick movies to underscore the film and make great, clever, witty points. So from that point of view, if you're a Kubrick fan, it's a must-see. If you're a Malkovich fan, it's a must-see. If you're lukewarm on Kubrick and not so much a Malkovich fan, it's probably not your cup of tea. It's not a brilliant movie, but it's a great insider's movie.
All right. Well, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah,
okay. All right, Tom. We'll visit with you next week.
That's right.
I'll bone up on my Guy Debord, and I'll have all those slogans from the May Days of Rage in Paris in 1968.
Fantastic. You know what we have to look forward to next week? Blades of Glory. I don't know if that rings any bells. That's the Will Ferrell, Napoleon Dynamite movie where
I don't like Will Ferrell.
Good. Well, I'm with you there, but it's going to be the talk of the town no matter what we think of it.
By the way, also, very quickly, speaking of Paris and France, and I've never seen this movie available anywhere other than on VHS once, and it cost a fortune.
Hmm.
It's either about the year 1968 or it's about The Days of Rage in Paris in 1968, and it's a documentary, and it runs for like 5 or 6 hours, and they screened it in New York, but I have never seen it anywhere else, and I've never seen it where it's ever been available, because if it was available, I'd buy it.
You know, that doesn't ring a bell. I mean, I'll certainly try to track it down. It'd be great for me to see something like that. Now, I know there was a lengthy, and it's 6 or 8 hours, a fake documentary of the 1871 Paris Commune.
Right. Yes.
That got some play, and I think that is available again on a VHS. But I'll have to look at see if we can track this down. Days of Rage or something about 68. That'd be great.
Well, you know, the other alternative is you can fly out here and we can sit in my living room and watch the entire Sorrow and the Pity.
All right. Very cool. I love it.
Because I got it, baby, and I've seen the thing all the way through from beginning to end.
Excellent. Oh, well, you know, you would make Woody Allen happy.
And I might just watch it this weekend and think about you.
Excellent. You know, that's Marcel Ophuls and Max Ophuls, a great father-son combination of filmmakers. That's excellent. Good for you, man. Guy Debord and The Sorrow and the Pity. You don't get much more effete than that. No wonder you like the French.
Yep. Just remember, the whole world is watching. I'll talk to you next week.
Very cool. Next week. See you guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Tom Tagney. All right, it's 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. We'll go back to open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And if you don't want to talk about it, I got stuff to talk about. But right now, we're going to talk about traffic with the world-famous Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're looking great. No problems right now, no wrecks. Just need to tell you about a couple of construction projects that are definitely going to bog you down today. We're going to have rock mitigation work going on both directions of U.S. 6 from Colorado 119 to 58, and they're going to be stopping traffic at the top of each hour for up to 20 minutes each hour, so you can expect major delays there until about 2 p.m. today. We're also going to have work going on both directions of I-70 from E-470 to Colfax. So those will be two major hotspots for you. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible and a high of 64. Right now, mostly cloudy, 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now's the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performance is Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter CONDenver.com.
I run my own company, run my household, and run my kids around town. When do I relax? When I'm sleeping. All the stress and worries of the day melt away when I sink into my Tempur-Pedic mattress. It perfectly contours to my body and relieves those painful pressure points. I wake up refreshed and ready to start running all over again.
Sleep away your stress with Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-807-7011 for free information and a no obligation 90-day trial certificate. Call 1-800-807-7011. That's 1-800-807-7011.
46-46.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is Out Loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the Out Loud Radio Show. Join us this Sunday when Governor Bill Ritter is going to be our guest again, talking about his goals to cut Colorado high school dropout rate in half. We're going to tell you what to do and some cool things to go see in the LGBT community. Gregory H. Squared and more. It's this Sunday on the Out Loud Radio Show. See you then.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-215-9105.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-215-9105. 1-800-215-9105.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 69. Open phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, that's what Fridays are all about. And we thank Tom Tagney. And I haven't got any email at am760.net, nor has one person picked up this phone and called me. So nobody knows who Guy Debord is. Now, don't cheat and go Google it. I mean, you're going to call and tell me or send me an email and say, well, I know who he is. Know who he is because you're a fan. Or, and maybe a fan's not the right word. No, he is. Tell me you know who he is because you're curious about him and studied him for some reason or another. But don't go Google it and then go and then come on the air and go, yeah, okay, I know who he is. Of course, you want to go Google it and look it up. Don't let me stop you. Here's Bob and Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you guys, let me get you off that speaker. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thanks.
And I noticed that you got less calls. That's probably because, you know, we're not into the election period or anything else like that.
Oh, no. Well, it's not that I have less calls. It's that this week we took less calls because we had more guests on, which we generally don't have that many guests, but we ran across all these fabulous people, like the former president, Jimmy Carter, that we just didn't take a lot of calls this week.
Yeah. Well, I was not available to listen to the Jimmy Carter, but I'm going to go online.
Oh, man, you missed it. You missed it. He was great.
Well, they say I can go online and get it.
Yeah, you can go to am760.net. Also, if you missed it, you want to listen to the Bud Cummings interview, too, the prosecutor from Arkansas who was let go. You should listen to that, too.
Okay. Hey, just thought, you know, I'm writing a letter to the Post and the Rocky Mountain News, and it's pretty simple. It just says, please notice the priority of the order of the following. Bill Ritter is the governor of Colorado. He was a U.S. attorney, a prosecutor, an attorney, and then after that, he's a Democrat. John Sutters is the attorney general of Colorado, a prosecutor, an attorney, and after that, he is a Republican. Now, why can't the Bush administration get that priority order straight? They just want to reverse it.
Well, sometimes I would question about John Sutters. For instance, I question about the fact that he and a lot of the other of these DAs never wanted to go after the Trailhead Group, which had such a scandalous reputation that towards the end of the election cycle they had to change their names to something else. But what you're saying is true, and what you're saying is right. But the reason that this doesn't apply in these folks' world to the federal prosecutors, the reason it doesn't apply is because everything that they touch and everything that they're involved in has or has to have a political angle to it. If you go look at the federal agencies, all of them have politically connected, cronyized people in them who are not the best candidates in the world and shouldn't be there, really, and do not side in the public interest. And the other thing is, they recently turned around here. This has got to be a month and a half to 2 months ago. And it just made like a little space in the paper. But they turned around and installed in a lot of these agencies somebody to watch the ideological bent of the agencies. So it'd be, I guess you'd call them like a political binder, which, you know, smacks of the Soviet Union. And so the roles here have all been changed. I mean, it used to be that these agencies, like the FDA, like the FCC, like, well, name them all.
OSHA, all of them.
It used to be that what they would do is that they would help formulate policy based on their experiences in the field and their experiences in going forward. And now what happens is they don't formulate policy. They don't have any input into it. What they end up doing is they end up taking directions from the White House. So everything is the way it is. That's why when the climatologist, the world's foremost or one of the leading experts who is in NASA, starts talking about global warming, they order him to shut up. They go through and edit what he has turned in. That's why the EPA, same thing. They go through there and take stuff out that they don't want. And a lot of times theology trumps science with these folks.
Gee, that sounds like the Taliban you're talking about.
Well,
exactly.
You can draw that conclusion. You can draw that conclusion you want to. I mean, I wouldn't call them the Taliban, but I would say that in my lifetime, and in most of our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever seen anything this severe.
No.
And if we have, I wish somebody would call me and give me an example of that. Even if you want to call and give me an example of the Clinton administration. Now, did the Clinton administration, did the Carter administration, did Bush's father, did Ronald Reagan, did any of these folks, and I don't like Ronald Reagan, but did any of these folks, I'm not talking about personally, did any of these folks put people in there who were quote-unquote political appointees? Yes, absolutely. They sure did that. And everybody does it, Democrat or Republican. But the thing is, you don't just up and remove somebody towards the tail end of your term, then go and say, well, we took them out because of incompetence, and then it turns out that there are performance reviews on record that indicate that that's not true. And as Bud Cummings said the other morning, and he's a Republican and admitted it, and he ran for Congress on the Republican ticket, so he said, the Justice Department, for instance, has mechanisms inside of it to determine whether somebody's doing a good job or they're not doing a good job, and you don't sit there and claim that they did a bad job when the mechanisms indicate and the written reviews indicate that they did a good job. So basically what's going on here is that they're standing up and they're lying about these people, and if I were them, and they are, they're angry, if I were them, what I would do is I'd speak out too. I'd go public with this stuff, and I'd admit it.
Right.
Because you're smearing them.
Right. Well, you don't have, it looks like a lot of the good Republicans and good independents over here are losing their genitals. They don't have the ability to get up there and cry foul and say, hey,
well,
what's going on here?
I don't think that's totally the story. I think the story is that you've got these folks sitting in the legislature, you've got these folks sitting in Congress and in the Senate who put their party before their country.
Right.
And the moderates and independents who were involved with the GOP or attracted towards the GOP, unfortunately, those folks are outnumbered by the authoritarian part of the GOP, which includes the authoritarian evangelical Christian right. Notice I didn't say mainstream Christians.
No.
And they're outnumbered. So my message to them is, come join us, because after all, even though I'd like to kick him out, after all, if we'll put up with Joe Lieberman, we'll put up with anybody. That's my message. All right, man, have a good weekend.
You do the same, man. Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
It's 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, it's open phones. And that's true. I mean, I'd like to kick Joseph Lieberman out, but hey, we'll put up with him. So if you're an independent, you're a moderate, whatever the story is, you belong with us because we got a big enough tent, as they say, to quote a cliche. We'll accept everybody. That's not going to say that we're all going to get along and we're going to agree all the time, but at least we got room over there on the other side. I don't think they have any room for anybody.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Child. Call 1-800- The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
Fix BARK for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina Natural Blends. Don't wait. Call today. 1-888. That's a 1 3/8. 606-BARK. Call today, and you can pick up Purina One Dog and Cat products at your local King Super.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms, hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million.
Wow. Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at internetbusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at internetbusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to internetbusiness360.com. That's internetbusiness360.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
9:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, I want to remind you about this because it's my last shot to do it and I haven't done it this hour. Monday, March the 26th, that's Monday morning at the AM 760 studios. That's right here. We're located at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. We're going to have a pet food drive for the Colorado Humane Society. As you know, the Colorado Humane Society was forced to throw out 98% of its canned food because of the recall, and they're only going to accept Royal Canin dog and or cat food, Nine Lives and Whisker brands of canned cat food, and Pedigree brand of canned dog food. So if you want to donate, come by. We'll be doing the show live outside between 6 and 10 in the morning. They'll also, the Colorado Humane Society, accept cash donations, blanket and towels, and we'll have dogs on site for adoption. Plus, Mary is going to show up with Coco and Jackson, which means, as I've been saying all morning, we'll probably have to come inside after about 8 minutes. But if you want to meet Coco and Jackson and Mary, we'd love to have you come by and take some time on the way to work for a worthy cause, or just do what I would do, which is call in sick and come by and hang out, because we'll be there for 4 hours. It's out in front of the building here, 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver at the Denver Tech Center. Come by, say hello, meet Mary. I'd love for you to meet her. And also Coco and Jackson, greet them at your, what's the word you always use? At your own discretion? User discretion advised? Is that the word I want to use? Well, anyway, they'll be here. Did I tell you the high today was going to be 69, chance of thunderstorms? Okay, I just did. Let's open phones, and we'll go to the phones. I want to read one quick instant message here. So someone needs to point this out to the public. President's pleasure means just that, not Rove, not Fredo, or anyone else. Fredo is Gonzalez's nickname that Bush gives him. So he can't be telling the truth. Besides affecting the election, the removing a prosecutor in order to disrupt and or influence an ongoing investigation is obstruction of justice. Exactly. And does any of this sound oddly familiar? Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, this whole thing sounds like Richard Milhouse Nixon. Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Jay. Hey, just a quick thing. I don't know if you are familiar with Chris Hedges' work. He's got a book out, and I don't remember the whole title, but it's essentially about the Christian right conservatives and how they've essentially kidnapped traditional fundamentalism and evangelical.
Yeah, we had him on.
Oh, did you? Yeah, exactly. And the whole, I love his term, dominionism. They think they have domain over everything and are, you know, have essentially, like I say, taken traditional Christian and merged it up with conservative politics and created this abomination that is people like Pat Robertson and those guys. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of bring that up because I think that's a something a lot more people need to be aware of is what's going on there.
Well, I was talking about this earlier after we had Jimmy Carter on. These folks, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, these folks have hijacked the religion, basically. And what ends up happening is people who are mainstream Christians get smeared. And even I've been guilty of doing it at times. And that's wrong, and we have to realize that, and we have to sort the wheat from the chaff. I got to go, man. Tim, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Monday morning, live in front of this building for the Colorado Humane Society, me, Mary, Coco, Jackson, Gina, and you. Come by and see us. Have a really good weekend.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer in